Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, I don't even know how this computer is going to fucking work today. Skype is tripping.
I'm killing Skype. I'm reloaded, you feel me? I don't know really what's going on with my Skype connection tonight. So the normal way that I host my show, I'm actually having to host my show through a phone line. Normally, I host my show through Skype, and that's how my show was ran. And I'm mad about that. I really had a really great show lined up. But I'm going to have to run it like this right here. So welcome, everybody, to K100 Internet Radio. This is the first time I've ever had to host my show from a phone line. I'm killing Skype again. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But I'm here. I'm logged on. Sorry for the... problems, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what really was going on with the Skype connection, but if I can get that figured out during the course of the show, which I'll be trying to work on that as I'm doing the show, I will, all right? Welcome, everybody, to K1's Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Real quick, let me check my phone lines real quick and see how I'm piping through. Keith.
Hello?
Keith.
Hello.
Okay, how am I sounding?
You sound fine.
Okay. Well, it is what it is right now for episode 129. This time I'm gonna run the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? I had my homeboy Swole who's gonna be doing it. You know the whole setup, but Skype is on some other shit tonight. I can't connect through Skype the normal way, so you guys are gonna get the show basically with raw, uncut, no sound effects. Can you hear the sound effect, Keith?
Yep, I hear it.
All right. Now, hold on a second. Let me see if you can hear the background music. I'm trying to do everything through the phone for the first time. I normally, can you hear the background music?
A little bit, but I mean, yeah, I can hear a tad, but that's not that big of a deal.
Right.
You can't hear the background.
That's cool. All right. Anyway, well, so we have it. Welcome to the show, everybody. That's how we playing tonight. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on. The actual Skype line. It's having some actual difficulties. It's not Blog Talk, and it's not Comcast for a change. Normally, you know, it's got to mash on them again, but actually, it's the service of Skype. They're having some problems, and that's how I normally run the show and host it. But anyway, moving right along, I guess, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and get into episode 129. Oh, before I go, hold on, let me close your mic. Yeah, I'll come right back to you, though. You'll be the first caller. All right. Welcome, everybody else that's on the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, I want to welcome everybody to the K100 Internet Radio. Sorry for the delay in the startup today for this particular episode, but I've had some unexpected difficulties with the software that I'm running. And so, but anyway, we're back. We're live. We're here. All right. Want to remind everybody that K100 Internet Radio is... on Facebook, we're on MySpace, so make sure you catch us there, myspace.com/K100Radio. And Facebook, just do a Facebook search, and you see the middle finger, that's us. All right. Also, I want to remind everybody that we can find us on iTunes, okay? The email for the show is K100Radio@gmail.com. So if you're an artist or you know anybody that wants an artist and you want to submit some music, if you have any feedback about the show, you have any ideas about the show, feel free to hit us up at k100radio@gmail.com, all right? That's the email address for the show. Send in your music in an MP3 format when you do send it in, all right? Make sure it's some good shit. Of course, if it's garbage, we're not going to be able to do it. You see what I'm saying? Once again, want to also, one more time, want to send a special shout out to everybody that came out to the Betha House video shoot this past weekend. We had a great time. Shouts out to everybody that showed up for that. You feel me? My homie Big Swole is in the building. He was going to sit in on the show until we had this little issue with Skype today. Don't know what's going on, but if we get it figured out, then he'll be on, or we can have him on the show too, because I can't do it when I'm doing it through the phone lines like I'm doing it right now. But if we get this problem figured out, you know what I'm saying, then we'll be good, all right? We'll bring him on the show. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and jump into the episode that we're having tonight, which is episode 129. Tattoos, you feel what I'm saying? Hold on. I gotta get back to my one screen that I had that I was trying to troubleshoot while I was doing this. So I'm gonna get back to my screen for my synopsis. Of course, you know, if you listen to the show, I read a synopsis of every episode of K100 before I start the show. This is what I blast out and send out all over the internet. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm checking it right now. Okay, here we go. We're ready. Episode 129. There used to be a time when tattoos were not cool. All right? Everybody remember, you know, back when your mama used to tell you, oh, only people of the devil get tattoos. Tattoos is of the devil. The water boy? Remember how water boy mom said that everything was of the devil? Remember when back then you used to be scared to get tattoos? Like, only bikers got tattoos. But, you know, it used to be a time when tattoos wasn't cool. Used to be only bikers, rockers, convicts, or soldiers had them, for the most part. You feel what I'm saying? Now, obviously, that's not the case anymore. It seems like everybody has a damn tattoo now. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody has a damn tattoo, right? I don't care what color, sex, background, nationality, or age you are, alright? It doesn't even matter. It's very common right now to get tatted up. It doesn't matter if you a teenager or if you 30-something or even 40-something. You know what I'm saying? It's one of these social phenomenons that has actually crossed, like, all the way over, like, all kinds of boundaries, and it didn't used to be that way. It really didn't. It didn't used to be that way, but it has, and that's what it is now. So, before tattoos became popular with black people, once again, I'd like to send a special shout-out to Tupac. We got that Thug Life tattoo on his chest. It made it all right for the rest of us to get tats, and chicks start wanting you to have tats, and he made tattoos be cool for the most. It was other people that did it before him, but I feel like Pop was one of them artists that really just started rocking his tats openly and everything, and he kind of made everybody really just buy into that whole tattooed up thing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I remember before him, a couple people had tattoos, but a lot of people, you know, didn't put them on display like Pop did. And it really wasn't a mainstream thing. Once hip-hop got him, it was him and other ones, but once hip-hop artists started to show off their tats and rap about them in their songs, just like anything else that we promote, just like anything else that rappers say, I don't give a fuck if it's a liquor, a beer, a clothing item, whatever, it blew the fuck up. Now, it's just like, boom. Another industry makes billions of dollars off what rappers say. It is what it is. But I have tattoos, you feel me? And there are some people who have ink just to be cool. You know what I mean? But some people have ink that means something to them, like myself. My tattoos, I got four tats, but all of them mean something to me. Basically, this is the shit that's permanent when you get it put on your body. And I think you would think that people consider that when they get one, but sadly to say, this is not always the case, all right? It's either the location or what the image is of the tattoo. There are so many things that they can insinuate or be perceived as. It can make a person who is soft look hard. It can also cost you a job in a job interview. You feel me? It can mean you're in a gang, or it can mean you just like art. All right? So here goes. These are the questions for episode 129. Do you have a tattoo? All right? And if you have tattoos, how many What are they, and where are they located? All right? Why did you get the tattoo? What made you want to get the tattoos that you have so far? Does it have any meaning? If it does, let me know what that is, or if it's just something that you just like. If you don't have a tattoo, you can still engage in the show tonight. And actually, I want to hear from you because I want to know why you don't have a tattoo. Why not? You feel me? Because I see people that have piercings that don't have tattoos. And if you don't have a tattoo now because it's so common now, it's not as frowned upon. I'd like to know why you don't have a tattoo. All right? What do you think about men or women with tats? All right? Do you prejudge someone when you see somebody with a certain tat? Or when you see somebody has tat, period, you feel me? Like, if you walk, I'm asking you this in this context. If you walk up to a chick and you see this chick got tats on her neck, does that make her a hood rat? You feel me? You know what I mean? If she got the quote-unquote tramp stamp, does that make her a hoe? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Do you see, if you see a guy with a teardrop on his face, do you think he's a killer? You understand what I'm saying? I'm asking you, when you see certain tats, certain people with tats, do you have a predisposition about those people? That's what that question is all about. That's probably going to be one of the ones we stick on a lot. Are you turned off by someone of the opposite sex if they have tats? Meaning if you're a guy and you see a woman with tats, you think that's sexy, and you be like, I don't like chicks got tattoos, or vice versa if you're a woman, all right? Do you think that tats have become more acceptable now because rap artists have them? I highly, highly, highly think that shit is true. Alright? Do you have a tat that you regret getting? Do you have a tat that you regret getting? And if you have a tat that you regret getting, what's the story behind it? How did you end up getting something permanently inked on your body that you don't even halfway like? You feel what I'm saying? So these are the questions tonight for K100 Internet Radio, episode 129. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I answer one or two of my questions, and then I open up the phone lines real quick. You feel what I'm saying? My tattoos, I do have tattoos like I told everybody for this episode. I got four tattoos. All of my tattoos, I don't have any, like, flaming skulls or... you know, anything just like a heart or a butterfly. I don't have anything like that on me. All my tattoos basically are things that I love and things that I'll die for, okay? I got four tattoos. I got a tattoo of my name, and it's all about words in them, too. I don't have just images. I got a tattoo of my name. I got a tattoo of my label, my Chainless Entertainment, which is my label that I own, my independent record label, you know what I'm saying? Which is K1 is a subsidiary of that label. And I have my son's name and my daughter's name. Alright? All four things that if you fuck with N1, I don't even play by N1. Alright? You know what I'm saying? That's why I got tattooed on my body. That scarred on my body for life. That's why it's on me. Alright? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get more tattoos, and even the ones that I get in the future, they're gonna have some sort of significance or meaning. I'm not the one to just get something into my body that's really kind of just frivolous. You understand what I'm saying? I like tattoos, but it's not like they are all the way, I'm not all the way in with them like that. You feel what I'm saying? But I'll get more tattoos, and I got an idea of what I'm gonna get. And even the ones that I'm getting in the future, they're still gonna be, you know, have some significant bearing. I'm going to get the whole cover of my very first album that I ever made. For those of y'all don't know, if you're listening to the show, I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? By now, you should know that. Listen, I'm an artist. I'm a hip-hop artist and a producer by my own right. And so my very first album, which was to me a very big accomplishment, and it's a unique design. I paid someone to actually draw it and design it for me, and it's just something that I know that no one else will have. So as far as the image that I get on my body, that's going to be something that was near and dear to me, something that was a major accomplishment to me in my life. And also, it's an original art. Nobody else has it. I'm the only person, because it was drawn up specifically for me. So that's why I'm going to get that. That's going to be the next thing that I get. But it's very detailed, so it's going to cost a pretty penny. So I'm going to get it whenever I can. You know what I'm saying? But that's going to be my next tattoo. After that, I don't know. I'm probably going to get some more, but it's still, each one of them going to have some kind of significance. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. That's my tattoos. They're all located on my arms. Not just because, I mean, the next one I get probably won't be, that's probably going to be like on my chest or something. You said my chest is, so I'm put that on my chest and have anything on my chest, you know what I'm saying? That might be where I put that next one at, you feel me? And then I'm going to get one across my blade, my shoulder blades at some point. I just don't know what it's going to be because it's got to be something when I get that, you feel me? But I'm not done, you know what I'm saying? I just haven't really gotten any much anymore. Just have it. I've just been having other things to do, you feel me? And it's not that important to me. But I wouldn't rule out and say I'm not going to get any more. So that's what my tats are. That's where they're located. That's what the meaning of them is. You feel me? It's just things that I love and things that I hold near and dear. I love me some me. I love my kids. I love my music. And so that's why I have them. Do I prejudge people about their tattoos? Absolutely. If I see a bitch with a tattoo all the way around her motherfucking neck, I hate to make assumptions, but before I talk to her, I'll be willing to bet money she a little ghetto. Alright? I'm willing to bet money that she is a little ghetto if she got a tattoo all the way down her neck. Because just how I see it. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, them chicks who have tattoos on their neck, they hood like that. You feel what I'm saying? I don't really see chicks who work 9 to 5 in the bank every day, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I mean? With a college degree, get a fucking tattoo on their fucking neck. All I ever see with it is hood rat bitches. Now, that offends you, and you have a tattoo going across your neck, and you don't think you a hood rat, by all means, call into the show. But, of course, I beg it different. We'll see about that when you call in. All right? 347-934-0960. I'm going to take these calls, and I open up the phone lines after that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'll open up the phone lines. And, I'll answer more of my questions after that, after I answer a couple of these calls, all right? First up was Key. What's happening, Key?
What's happening?
All right, what's going on? First question I got for you, of course, is do you have any tattoos?
Yes, I have one.
You have one tattoo, okay. Where is it located and what does it stand for? What is it? What is it and what does it mean to you?
It's on my shoulder, like the back of my shoulder, it's on my back, like my shoulder blade. And it is from a lip with a key going through it, and my initial at the bottom, and a word at the top.
Okay. What is the word at the top?
It's S-H-H, which, you know, it's like.
Like, be quiet.
Like, be quiet. Right. Yeah. Yeah, like
okay.
That.
Okay. All right. So, what does that tattoo mean?
Well, it means a few things. Like, part of it describes me as a person. Like, one, I don't like the key. So, the key is, like, instead of putting a finger across it, you know what I'm saying, I put the key because that's what my K100 fam calls me and some other people, so. That's, and I thought that was cute. I was like, okay, I can use, instead of putting a word, I use a symbol. So I have that part of it, and then I don't like to kiss. So, like, the key could mean, like, these lips are locked, they're off limits, so don't get too happy about it. Think you're going to put your mouth on them. And I don't talk a lot. Like, I can keep secrets. And the word at the top, yeah, that was for that mansion, because sometimes, you know, I don't want all the neighbors to have to know my name. Just, you know, like, tone it down when you mashing it from the back. You know, it's good. The view is nice.
Yeah, my bad, Key. I hit the wrong button. This is my first time doing this through the phone line. I was tripping. Go ahead and finish what you were saying about the tattoo, though.
What's the last part you heard?
Well, I heard when you were describing it in detail what it means. Like, what does the be quiet part mean? What does that mean on the tat?
Oh, that's for the men. That's a note for the men when they hit in the front of the back. I don't want everybody to know my name. Just be quiet.
Well, is that telling the guy that's hitting it from the back not to tell that he's hitting
don't
it from
be
the
so
back?
Loud.
Or?
Don't be so loud about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hold it down.
All right. So when you what do you think about what do you think about men or women with tattoos? Just in general, what do you think about people who have tattoos, men or women?
I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care because it's their body. So, you know what I'm saying? That what you want to do to it, knock yourself out.
Okay. So when you see a guy of opposite sex, is it a turn on or is it like when you see a guy with a tattoo, does it turn you on? You feel what I'm saying? Or, you know,
too many of them is a turn off. Like, I don't want to see them. I don't too tough want to see them, like, outside of your clothes, like any, I'm pretty much like you. If I'm looking at you and I'm like, yeah, he can't get a job because of that, I don't want to talk to you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, because he can't get a job, don't mean, what does that mean? Maybe he got other.
That means he can't get a job. Whatever. Okay.
Everybody don't have jobs.
And that's true. That's true though. But like, for the most part, you can tell the ones who might have their own stuff and yeah, but that's still, I don't want to see all that. Now, if it's on your arm and it's the summertime, you got on short sleeves, no big deal because you can put on some long sleeves and cover it up. I like something where you can at least cover it up. Like you said, that stuff up your neck and all that, no, you can't cover that.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. So it's a turn off if the guy has a tattoo that he can't hide.
Yeah, he can't cover it up. Because, like, let's say he does have his own business, but, you know, we going somewhere, and if, you know, you have to dress up, put on a suit, you're supposed to look nice, 5-star, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't want half your neck and all that shit to be tatted up, and we going somewhere really nice. It's just, I don't want to see that.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Hold on a second. Give me 1 second. All right, Keith. All right. Do me a favor. I'm gonna leave your mic line open. All right. But everybody, give me 30 seconds. I see my Skype is up. So what I'm gonna try to do real quick, everybody, don't hang up. Everybody on the phone line, please do not hang up. Give me about 1 minute. I'm gonna try and switch over to the Skype real quick so I can get off the phone line. All right. I see that my Skype connection is back good. Give me 1 second. Everybody online, give me pause for 1 second. Matter of fact, I'm gonna run a song real quick. All right. And I'm going to let you guys listen to this song real quick, and I'm going to try and see if my Skype connection is working. And if it is, I'll come through, and I'll come in the middle of the song, all right? What do I got? What do I got for us right here? Let me see. Let me see what song I can run real quick. Well, my homie Big Swole, since he's here with me, let me run one of these Big Swole songs. Let me see. Ah, yes. Here it is.
Let's go. Understand, I'm a thief. You know I haven't caught her all up in the back seat. Touch it down with the
program. Running on me to a slow jam. Moving just right, she know how I am. And she in love with a T. That's probably why homegirl hating on me every time I leave.
Everybody, yeah, Skype connection, no go. But I'm still here. Welcome everybody to the phone line. Thanks for hanging around. I see all of y'all stayed on the line. 347-934-096. I'm gonna finish up the questions with Key, then I'm going to looks like Miss McFreaking Mayor in the building. Yeah. Key.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me finish up the conversation with you. Now, you said as long as a guy who has his tattoos where they can be concealed, you're okay with it. You're turned off by a guy who can't conceal his tattoos. So that takes me back to the question that I asked, that I'm going to ask. Do you prejudge people with, like, if he can't have a tattoo, what does that say about him? Does that say he can't get a job and that means he's irresponsible, he's a thug or whatever? You just don't like guys without jobs?
I just like it. No, of course, who likes somebody without a job? But anyway.
Well, not having a job doesn't necessarily mean you don't have money. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
everybody doesn't work a job. You don't have to have money.
True.
A lot of people.
Well, when I say job, I mean some type of income, but whatever, anything can happen, and you might have to actually go to an interview or be before people that dictate to you even about your own business, and that could potentially judge you based on that. So either way, you can go to
the bank. It depends on what your business is.
You're right. It depends. But like I said, that's just not a chance I'm willing to take. How about that?
Okay.
How about we just leave it like that?
Okay. Do you think hip hop made rap? I mean, do you think hip hop made it more acceptable for black people to have tattoos?
I don't think so, because I don't ever remember a time when it was bad for us to have tattoos. I don't remember that.
I remember a time
my family was never like, oh, I don't get a tattoo, or that means this.
Let's take in consideration that you're from the hood.
But now it's
mainstream. It doesn't matter. Everybody, see, the thing about I'm trying to get everybody to understand about the way tattoos have changed, everything has changed. It doesn't matter. It's no longer, see, niggas who thugging, bangers, soldiers, you feel me? Those were people who had tattoos, people who was out there doing hood shit.
Yeah,
now,
I can, yeah.
People, corporate people have tattoos. You feel what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Do you think, you know, it's crossed over to the point where it doesn't matter if you're from the hood or not now. And I think that rap, being so mainstream, being the number one genre of music for black people, when rappers started boasting and bragging about their tattoos and their music, especially pop, I think it made it cool, because you can't sit here and tell me, oh, you like Tupac music, but you don't like the fact that he's tattooed up, because he embodied the whole thing. So, like, once a lot of rappers start rapping about it in their songs and stuff, I think it made it more comfortable for black people in general to start having tattoos. You feel what I'm saying?
I guess.
Maybe not, but I remember before rappers started doing it, that a lot of people, even older people, I was younger, but I remember older people not having tattoos like that. You feel me? And then
I guess,
when,
I remember,
in the 90s,
and I guess,
it was like a boom.
Like, I remember people having tattoos. You know what I'm saying? I remember, like, people just had them, you know. Like, my friend, we was in high school. She a girl. She got a brand in, when we was in high school. So, it was like, whatever.
Okay. Do you,
But she who is,
you don't regret getting your tattoo, do you?
Nah. I mean, it took me a long time to even get one, so, you know, of course I'll
regret
it.
Right, you just got that
one.
What made you get that tattoo? What made you get that tattoo? Because most people, if you're not tattooed, I say, if you don't have a tattoo by the age of 30, the chances of you getting one are slimmer, because it's just not for you if you haven't gotten one at that by that age, but you got one, you know, after that age. What made you get one so late in life?
I don't know. I don't know. I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I don't like needles. That was the main deterrent for me right there. I don't like needles. Huh?
The pain of it. The pain of it was the deterrent.
And the fact that I just don't like needles. Like, I don't want to see a needle. I want to see. I don't have two kids, so the pain, you know, it's like I just don't like needles. I got a thing about needles.
Right. Oh, okay, okay. Well, all right, let me go to, stay on the phone line, please, and I'm going to the next call, all right?
All right.
Turn the TV
off. Ah, Mr. Nair. Hey, Mr. Nair. Hello there. How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just playing a little Uno with my kid.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what's popping. Well, do I sound different from what I normally sound since I'm doing it through the phone line this time?
I guess I've kind of gotten used to it. So at first you kind of sounded, you know, just on the, like you're on the phone, but... it's cool.
Okay.
It's all good.
I don't know. I hate having to host my show like this. It really limits what I can actually do. Okay. Episode 129. Tattoos. All right. Inked up. Show your tattoo. Do you have a tattoo?
I have one.
You have one tattoo. Okay.
I have one.
What is it and where is it located?
It's on my right shoulder blade on the back. It's a Asian symbol, and it means sincere.
Okay. Why'd you get it?
I thought I wanted one, and I contemplated for years before I got it. I really thought about it, and I just thought it would be something, you know, kind of cool, and I wanted it to say something, you know, just... I guess like a little decoration or something, you know, like lipstick,
okay.
Only you can't take it off. Yes.
All right. So, what do you think about men and women with tats? Like, do you prejudge someone when you see a certain tat or a certain, when they have a tat in a certain place and thing? How do you feel about guys? Does it turn you on? Women? Is it ghetto? How do you feel about when you see people with tattoos? Even though you got one, I've noticed that even people that have tattoos can still be judgmental about people with tattoos. What do you think?
I try not to prejudge. You know, I try not to, but it's just human nature, I guess. You know, get out of my hand. It just comes up. You know, like the skateboarders or just say the, okay, I'll say the average white guy, you know, kind of preppy dude, and he's got his short sleeves on, and you see the little tribal thing around their bicep, you know, that's cool. And then you see the, and I hate to say it, but the kids, you know, or the ladies working in the restaurants, and, you know, they got their name on just on random places, like their forearm or, you know, like the neck thing, and I try not to, but I'm like, what an odd place to get a tattoo, you know?
Why is that odd?
Well, when I first saw, because, you know, you think, okay, you get a tattoo, you don't really want everybody to see it, because tattoos are kind of taboo, like you said, you know, it was just bikers, you know, Hell's Angels kind of guys or Navy dudes that had tattoos, so... I guess people thought when they would get one, they'd say, okay, well, I'll get one that I can cover up. And that's why mine is where it is, you know. So it's like the forearm, the wrist, you know, somewhere not really on the ankle and not on the calf, but just to me, it's because I'm an artist, too, it's like, dude, that's just kind of odd, I guess. I don't know. That's just
I mean,
you know.
You say, because you say, okay, you say it's still taboo, but I personally think the exact opposite. I don't think it's
well,
taboo
it's
at all anymore.
It's not taboo now. It's not taboo now, but, you know, when you grow up with it, I grew up with that. You know, so for me, I have to rearrange my thinking to say, okay, it is mainstream, and it is. I mean, you got, you know, teenagers with it, white kids, grandmamas got tattoos. Everybody got a doggone tattoo somewhere. Somewhere. It doesn't matter your age, your race, your gender. It's just, you know, people have them. But even still, I grew up with it ingrained in my mind that tattoos weren't something that you wanted everybody to see. And, you know, I just grew up with that.
Okay, so it's okay that you kind of like Keith. It's okay to have a tattoo, just have it where nobody can see it.
And no,
of
I mean,
course, most people will tell you that it's defeating the purpose of having the tat. You feel
right,
what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not
why
saying
have the
that
tat if nobody can see it?
Right. I'm not saying that that's how I think per se, like, hey, you got to cover it up. But I think because I grew up with that and I see these random tattoos like, you know, the little the teardrops and the stars around the eye and the neck kind of thing and the knuckles and the toenails. I mean, it's just hey, throw one on my you know, on my sphincter or something. I mean, what's next? It's like it's no place sacred to put a tattoo now, you know? So I'm just
that
saying.
Would hurt. That would, wow, that, I don't know about that one at all. Yeah, what about people of the opposite sex? What about guys? When you see a guy with a tattoo, is it sexy? Turn off, what?
It depends. Like, you know, and it's just weird. Like I said, the one with the forearm thing, it's like, wow, okay, and I guess it's what it is on the forearm, because on LL, when I saw his mic, you know, with the you know, the old school mic with the plug that, you know, the little thing that goes in the amp, I was like, oh, that's tight, you know, that's cool, that, and I got that, but then it's like just some other stuff I don't get, but yeah, guys with tats are cool, and it I don't like them, I don't like Iverson-type tats, I don't like them just like what? Somebody threw up all over you tats. I don't like that. I mean, even the dudes or people, even white chicks, you know, the goth kind of people that just have tats, like they have this artwork or they have this mural. Even that, I mean, all over, down the arm is like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But then I see the random just, this is all I could afford tat, and I just have to, you know, think, okay, Veronica, I just have to do a head check. I just do. I'm just being honest. You know,
All right, that's cool. Next question. Do you think? Well, since you mentioned LL Cool J, you must obviously feel how I feel. Do you think that rap music made having tattoos more acceptable when hip hop artists started having them?
And talking
about them in their songs and putting them on display.
I think that yeah, it has something to do with. I think for black people, it did. You know, because
yeah, for black people, that's what I mean.
Right, for us, yeah, I really do. You know, because that's where you saw it, you know.
Okay.
So it's like, oh,
no. I really believe that. I believe that if rappers didn't start, you know what I'm saying, really just putting it out there on display like that, and you know what I'm saying, pop with the thug life on his chest with all the shirt, with his shirt off with all the tats all over it, you feel me? I don't think that a lot of black people would have bought into it. You know what I'm saying? People who were going to do it were going to do it, but I think when rappers started doing it, It made it more mainstream. It made it, you know, it made it cool. And you know, everybody knows when a rapper tells you to drink a drink or wear a clothing item or whatever, people emulate that. You know what I'm saying? It's like people want to have that because you feel me? They feel like that person is cool or he represents fashion. You feel what I'm saying? Like
wheels,
pop representing,
you know?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think people like that really did make it more mainstream. You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, you only have one tat. Do you regret getting your tat?
At times I have, and I forget it's there. And one time my daughter asked me, she's like, "Mommy, who colored on your back?" And I had forgotten it was back there, and I had to explain to her. And that was the only, I think that was the time that I regret getting it because I couldn't really explain on her level why I got it. You know, I could tell her what it was, but I couldn't tell her exactly why I did it. You know, so if she asked me at 12 or whatever and say, Mommy, can I get one? You know, I mean, I can tell her Mommy was well in her 20s when I got it. And I thought
right.
about it for years before I did. So it's not something, you know, skin starts to sag. And I thought about that, too. I'm like, I don't want, you know, Betty Boop looking like Betty Droop. So I just made sure I got something, you know. I really thought about it. And I'm one of those, I just did. Like, okay, it's small, it's not too big, it's not, you know, Snoopy or something like that. And I thought about getting another one, but it would be more like, you know, John 3:16 or, you know, something relating to my faith in God. So, like, if I'm going to get one that somebody can see. And I thought about, and, you know, I'm not really with the neck tats, but on the back right there where that bone, that vertebrae holds your skull on, whatever. I thought about getting one right there. So people are going to be looking at the back of my neck, you know, give them something to look at.
All right, that's what's up. All right, thanks for calling the show.
All right.
Thanks for the 9-10. Thanks for the call.
All right.
All right. El Panama, what it do, homie?
Chilling, yo. Chilling.
What's yo, going on, what's going on, man? What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. You feel me? Hey. All right, episode 129. I didn't mean to hit the toilet, but I'm kind of discombobulated because I'm hosting the show through my phone instead of normally like I do with Skype, and I had to rearrange all kinds of shit to make that happen. That's why I started the show about 3 minutes late. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm here now, and you're here for episode 129. Inked up, show your tattoos. Do you have a tattoo?
I got two.
Got two, okay.
And I'm going to get some more.
What are the two that you have, and where are they located at?
Both of them are on my right arm. One is on my outer arm, and one is on the inner side of it.
Okay. What are they?
And they're real basic. The first one just have my initials, KJ, and then on the And on the inside, it just says Mr. Jones in old English letters.
Okay. All right, so you got the tattoos. What is it? What does basically it's your name? So those are pretty much self-explanatory. Why did you get it? You just wanted to have it. You know, you thought it would be cool, or what made you get it?
Well, the first one was kind of you know that whole rebellious thing. I got it when I was 15.
Uh-huh.
So just trying to do something to freak my parents out and see what they'll say.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one, it was when I was probably about 21. You know, it was just, you know, self-expression, you know. Just something I wanted to do.
Okay. All right. What do you feel about people with tattoos? What do you think about men and women with tats? Do you prejudge someone when you see a certain tat somewhere that they have? Say, like, if you see a guy with teardrops or a girl with a quote-unquote, a tattoo in the small of her back, and they call it a tramp stamp, how do you feel about people in general with tattoos? And then we'll get into more specific.
Well, I wouldn't say prejudge. I wouldn't prejudge them harshly. You know, I'd probably say, okay, you know, this dude or this chick probably don't have no, you know, probably don't have a corporate job or something. I look at them like that. I could probably say, you know, they're not in the corporate world with a tattoo on their neck or, you know, on their face or something like that. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if that would be classified as prejudging. It ain't really harsh, but I guess, you know, I see it more as I classify it maybe. You know. But,
okay. So do you think that like when you see a person or a guy with tattoos or whatever, do you think that's like, okay, he probably cool or he or she is probably more laid back? You feel what I'm saying? Like that's what I do. I'll tell you, I do tend to have a bit of a predisposition about it. Because when I see somebody with tats, and they and I can see the tats on them, if they're invisible, you feel me? For the most part, I know that they can't be super stuck up. That's one generalization
right.
that I would like to say that I have. If I see somebody with a tat, for the most part, I'm going to assume that they just not complete pricks or assholes. For the most, not that they could be, but I'm just saying, like, for the most part, you don't see, like, stuck-up people or, you know what I'm saying, you know, snooty kind of people with tattoos. You feel what I'm saying? So that's the first impression that I get from
them. This is what I would say. When I look at them, I would say that they were artistic, you know, or, you know, artistic people. You know, people,
uh-huh.
you know, that like free expression, you know. They might be, I guess, earthly type people. Yeah, like, but like you said, yeah, like you said, they might be cool, laid back people that's just comfortable with themselves, you know, in their own skin, you know.
All right. So when you let me ask you a specific question. When you see a chick with the quote unquote tramp stamp, the tattoo in the small of the lower back, what is the first thing that you think about when you see that? Do you think she a hoe, basically?
No, I wouldn't think she was a hoe. You know, she just
okay.
That's just niggas being niggas. You know, we gonna find. You know, even though I don't think of her like that, I might joke around and say, "Oh yeah, she got that tramp stamp. She might be ready to shake something." But you know, really in my mind, I'm like, man, she just might. You know, she just might like tattoos. She don't, you know, wanted to. Get her a little something that means something to her, you know, on a smaller back, you know, right?
On a smaller back, now see, but see, let me tell you, and when the phone line is getting more pumped up, I'm going to tell you right now, because we kind of started this conversation kind of sort of on the phone lines in the after part of the last episode, and other women, some women won't get the tattoo in that specific spot because they think that other people will look at them as a hoe or because they got the quote-unquote tramp stamp. You feel what I'm saying? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It's like because they got that tattoo, they don't want people to look at them a certain kind of way because that tattoo is right there. Now, if you're like he said, she doesn't want her tattoo to be visible, well, that tattoo won't be visible unless you're wearing a short shirt, a half top or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? That tattoo should be hidden for the most part, unless you're in swimwear or you got your clothes off, which if it's at that point, God damn it, what the fuck does it matter? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? You feel me? I mean, so, but it's a lot of women who don't get tattoos in that spot because of that.
They might have some self-conscious issues or something. I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna ask a couple of them because a couple of them last night was like, they won't get the tramp stamp. You feel me? Because, you know, because of what somebody called it years ago or whatever. That's why they won't get it because it's the tramp stamp. That's why they won't get the tattoo right there in their back. Not that they're a tramp, not that they're a hoe, but they won't get a tattoo in that spot because of that. It doesn't really make sense to me.
That's how
I feel. When I see it, I don't think necessarily that a woman is a hoe. When I see that tattoo, it's sexy to me. It turned me on.
Yeah.
What I do is imagine fucking that chick from the back. Look, you see
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It do make me think of that. You know what I'm saying? But not necessarily that they're a hoe or they gonna fuck on the first night because they got that tattoo right there.
My chick friend, she got a you know tattoo on a small up back like that. She got two eyes. You know, so that shit kind of, you know, shit kind of wild. Like, say, if you was hitting it from the back and you got two eyes staring up at your ass, you know.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. I don't know about that one. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. All right, let me get to the next question so I get some more of these calls. Do you think that hip-hop rappers wearing tattoos made it more acceptable for black people to have tats? The average black person to have a tat, not just a thug or not just a. You think rappers made it even cooler for everybody to have tats?
Yeah, I have to agree with that because it kind of made it okay to be. It kind of showed these people that you can be an entrepreneur and still kind of be, how do you say, risque or something. You can still kind of be out there and own your own business and do your own thing and still wear your tattoos. So they made it a little acceptable, you know, for people to kind of, you know, get over that little stigma or whatnot. But they weren't really the people to inspire me to get no tattoos. The people that inspired me to get tattoos was like my old uncles over there in Glenwood. You know, they former military guys, you know, came back from Panama Canal and Vietnam and all these, and they were kind of like, you know, bad dudes. They had the little, you know, all these naked lady tats on and all
right,
that
right,
stuff.
Right. See, that's the thing. See, that's why I said at the beginning of the show, back in the day, the only people who had tats were, when you had tats, you was either a soldier or a convict. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it, just the average guy going to work, working a job, didn't just have tattoos. Just, you know what I'm saying? When you had tats back in the days, you were a part of an organization or something that made you get that tattoo. You just didn't get it because it was popping like it is now. The motherfucker could never been in a pledge, never been in the military, never been to jail, nothing. Got caught by a tat.
Yeah, that's
kind of... He ain't an artist, he ain't shit, he just got tats.
You
feel me?
Yeah.
That's how it is now, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. All right, one last question. I'm going to get to the rest of these, some more of these calls. What do you regret getting into your tats?
Not really. There have been a couple jobs I applied for when they say I fit all the qualifications. Then down at the bottom, it'd be like no visible tattoos. So, you know. Only been maybe two or three times, and it hadn't stopped me from doing anything else, so I don't really regret it, you know.
All right, bet that up. All right, man, thanks for calling the show. Stay on the phone line. I'm pretty sure I want to get to the bottom of the whole tramp stamp thing, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women got an issue with it. What about when you see a chick with a tattoo on her neck? Do you think she a hood rat? I do.
I see, yeah, you know. I'm not necessarily going to say she a bad person, but yes, she a hood rat, you know. And that shit, you know, that's to me, and it is my opinion, unless you ain't no, if you ain't financially stable in your ass, you know, if you ain't no millionaire, it just ain't no smart move to go ahead and get your tattoo on your neck and face and all that. You know, you probably going to need to find a job sometime, you know, at some time, and, you know. It just ain't no smart move, but that's just me. That's just my opinion. No.
All right. True that. All right. Let me take the next call. Stay on the line, all right?
All right, man.
All right. Michigan girl, what's happening? What's going on? 44277, you up next. Thanks for calling the show. Episode 129. Inked up. Let me see them tattoos. You got any tattoos?
Yeah, 5 tattoos.
You got tattoos. How many tattoos you have? What are they and where are they located?
Oh, you want a whole lot of info.
Give me what you feel comfortable giving. I mean, unless you got one some inconspicuous spots, then you don't want to tell nobody.
Okay. I have 4 tattoos.
Woo! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 4 of them. Some of y'all women scared to get y'all one. She got 4. Get your mind. Where they at? What you got and where they at?
I have one in the middle, like the upper middle part of my back. It's like a tribal thing, and it's like love, strength, and courage. I have one on my left breast, and it's a heart with a rose going through it with a little banner across it. I have a Chinese symbol that means beautiful on the inside of my right wrist. And I have 2 cherries with some juice dripping and a bite and the word delicious in an inconspicuous spot, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway,
2 cherries with juice dripping
I mean, the other ones were interesting, but what did those mean? What are the two cherries with the juice? What does that mean? What does that signify? What is, Bobby, what is that cat telling us about
like
you?
I like cherries. They're sweet. I'm sweet. And
Where I juice put dripping.
It, yeah, where I put it, the juice dripping fits, and then the word delicious. Now, can we move on?
I mean, are you saying you're delicious?
Of course.
To eat?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what you mean by that? I'm just asking. I mean, you know, they're trying to find the significance of, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know,
yes,
what,
yes,
what the tattoo
what
means.
That's what I meant. That's what it means. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just asking. Just asking. Mm-hmm. I think I like it. So, do all of yours, is there one that you, all of yours have a meaning behind them? You know what I'm saying? Do all of them? You know, the one with the heart and the other ones. What was the other one? You had one with a heart. You had the cherries. And what was the other two?
I had one with a heart with a rose through it with the banner that says precious. And that's because when I was first born, my grandmother looked at me and she said I was the most precious thing she had ever seen. So, of course, that would mean something because my grandmother basically raised me. The one on my back is the tribal, is a tribal symbol. And I liked it when I saw it. I just thought it was really artistic. And then when I researched it, I found out because it was a heart and had all this other stuff going on, it stood for love, strength, and courage. And being a single parent, you know, you love your kids and you have to have strength and courage. So it means something. And then the Chinese symbol, the one that says beautiful, I researched that one. And not that I just think I'm beautiful on the outside, but I think I'm a beautiful person on the inside. So that's what that one is for.
All right, so you thought all of them out. I see.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You thought all of them out. When you see somebody with tattoos, what is your impression of them? Do you prejudge people when you see honestly? When you see somebody with tattoos, whether it's a guy or a female, you know what I'm saying? Do you prejudge if you see a chick with a tattoo on her neck? Do you think she's ghetto? You know what I'm saying? When you see a guy with tattoos on his face of a black, I mean teardrops. You know what I'm saying? Do you think he's a killer? You feel what I'm saying? What do you... prejudge people when you see people with tattoos?
I try not to prejudge people, especially since I have tattoos. But I do think that sometimes, and not just necessarily females, but of course if you see the female with, especially when it's a guy's name on her neck, you do tend to think that that's real hood, real ghetto. But even if I see a dude with a tattoo on his neck and it's a female's name, I think that's real ghetto. Usually those are the only ones that I pretty much prejudge. You know, even seeing like the teardrop, I won't necessarily jump to a killer because I know a lot of people got those and they weren't necessarily killers. They wanted to maybe be perceived that way, and they really weren't, so I don't just necessarily jump to that. I think it's kind of a mistake to be tattooing your face, you know, unless you just got it like that, and you ain't gonna never have to go out in the, you know, corporate world to try to look for a job.
Okay. Well, what about the tramp stamp? When you see a chick, they got a tattoo, all right, in her lower back, right above that, you know what I'm saying? What do you think that means? Do you have a problem with women having a tattoo there? Do you think something negative when you see a female with that tattoo? What do you think about that?
I don't think anything negative of it. Actually, I wanted one, and I got so much negative feedback, especially from guys. Like, even guys that was just friends was like, don't do it, you know, whatever, that's tramp stamp. You know, guys going to look at you differently. They going to think you a hoe. They going to immediately think you easy or whatever. So, but I don't prejudge because I always thought it was kind of sexy, and I wanted one, like, when I first, you know, started getting tattoos because I was like, okay, is that – because all of our tattoos can be covered up because I do have a 9-to-5 job. Even the one that's on the inside part of my wrist, it can either be covered up with jewelry or with makeup or even because of where it is, if I wear a long sleeve shirt or a blazer at work, you cannot see it. I would have to physically show it to you, as well as all my other tattoos. So I thought, okay, only way you'll see it is if I have on a bathing suit or I purposely have on some low-rise jeans and a short shirt because I want it to be seen, or I'm naked and we in the midst of something. But like I said, I got a lot of negative feedback from just ex-boyfriends and guys that were just friends that were like, uh-uh, don't do it. You'll be perceived a certain way. So I never did it.
And that whole all that is bullshit to me. Like, I just told you, when I see a girl with the quote unquote, and I only know who made up the name Tramp Stamp. You feel what I'm saying? But when I see a female with a tattoo on her lower back, first of all, I say that's sexy. No matter what. You feel what I'm saying? The shit is sexy to me. It's hot. Now, I will, and I already said this earlier, I will openly admit that I do fantasize even if it's briefly, about what that would look like while I'm sucking that chick from the back. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Especially if you find, I'm going to think about that, whether you got a tramp stamp or not. You feel what I'm saying? So the tattoo is not making me think about it as per se. It's like, when I see it, if you got a flat ass, you feel me, or you ain't hot, you ugly or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to think about that shit anyway, even if you got the tramp stamp. So it's not, and if you got that tattoo right there, I don't necessarily think that, oh, I can fuck you tonight or you a hoe or whatever either. You feel what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
I don't know who made that up, but I don't know. I don't know why some people have an issue with women who have it right there. I don't have an issue with women who have it right there at all. You feel me? I would like for my chick to have something sexy right there, because I would like to look at that shit while I'm hitting it from the back. Even if she my chick, I don't give a fuck if anybody else think that she, because she got a trunk, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I don't get why people make a big deal about
insecure men, or you know, maybe it's insecure men, or maybe it's the fact that so many women made it. Like I think one of the other callers said, you know, you have, you know, your tattoos. I think it was T said, you know, your tattoos are, you know, meant to be covered up if you have a corporate job or whatever. But when that tramp stamp, as they call it, became popular, a lot of girls purposely showed that they wore like really low rise jeans and really short, you know, shirts and wore thongs that kind of emphasized it, and maybe they all, you know, have reputations, and it kind of went from there, and everybody associated it with being a hoe. But I think if it hadn't been so, you know, women just hadn't put it out there like that, like they did, then maybe it wouldn't be so taboo to think that if a chick has it there that she's a hoe.
So if you see a chick with a tattoo on her neck, do you think she... If you see a female with a tattoo on her neck, do you think... No, if you see a female with a tattoo on her neck, do you think she a hood rat?
Yeah, my first thought was like, oh, she kind of ghetto, she hood. And then I might be like, wait, maybe, you know, maybe she just made a bad decision. She, you know. So I try to bring it back, but first, like, as soon as I see a chick, if that's the first thing I notice and I see a tattoo on her neck, yeah, I'm going to think she hood, rat, hood, ghetto, whatever.
Uh-huh. I will openly admit that that's the one predisposition about tats that I do have. I ain't gonna lie. When I see a chick with the tattoo on their neck, I say none of them, you know, being ghetto and being a hood rat is two different things. Okay, let's pay attention, everybody. Being ghetto, you feel me, and being a hood rat is not the same thing. You feel me? A hood rat, it's just a bitch in the projects, and they just don't want shit in life. All they want to do is be in the hood, and all they're going to ever try to strive to do is just live off Section 8 food stamps, and they good. They don't want shit. That's my definition of a hood rat bitch. Now, a ghetto chick, you feel me, you may be ghetto and from the hood or whatever, but you do strive, you know what I'm saying, to have things and to do better. You feel what I'm saying? You can be ghetto and have a job. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? You came from hard living. You came from the projects and all that kind of stuff, so you might be a little out of rambunctious. You understand what I'm saying? You might be a little off the chain at times. You might be a little, you know, everybody on this fucking show, my demographic know what the fuck gets me. Don't necessarily mean that you're a hood rat. And so when I see the tattoo on the chick neck, I don't necessarily say she a hood rat, but I do think she ghetto. Because, you feel me? You rarely meet a corporate chick, you feel me, that's making six figures or some shit like that, you feel me, that went to college with a degree, have a fucking tattoo on their neck. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can get upset
and say whatever they want to say about it. And if you're a chick with a tattoo on your neck, don't take it the wrong way. But I guarantee you, you ain't got a motherfucking college degree right now if you're on the phone line. I'd like to answer my calls and just see how many chicks with college degrees have tattoos on their neck. Probably none. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, it doesn't necessarily mean you a hood rat, bitch. But but when I do see that, you got a big-ass tattoo going across your fucking neck, nigga, I'm going to know you ghetto. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you say. Now, you can try and not be ghetto. You can try and tone it down while you at work. But in your core, nigga, you are what you are. You ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Because only a ghetto motherfucker would actually do that. That's how I think. Now, I might be wrong, and that's a real generalization. You feel what I'm saying? That's a real big generalization. But at the end of the day, more times than not, I'm going to be right on that, sadly to say. But with the tramp stamp, you totally can't judge a chick by the tramp stamp spot. You feel me? You could totally be wrong. Because I know some corporate chicks would make six figures as lawyers and shit. They got tattoos right there. Just because they like to fuck, too. You feel me? Yeah, they corporate whatever, but they some freaky-ass motherfuckers. I don't care. They see that shit when they fucking them from the back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me?
And
that's why they got it.
I'm just saying what I was told, how I kind of got talked out of it. But if I see a chick with it, I don't just jump to she's a hoe. Because like I said, I wanted one. But that's what other people perceive when they see it. But I don't jump to that conclusion. I think the neck tattoo is the only one I jump to the conclusion on.
Uh-huh. All right. That's what's up. All right, stay on the line if you can. I'm going to the next call, all right?
All right.
Hold on. Yeah. Stay on the line. 44277.
What up?
What up? It's Chris.
What up, Blizzum?
Yo, what's going on, man? Been incognito.
Long time, man. The eye had a crack in it, man.
I feel you.
Fuck me up.
Episode 129. Inked up, let me see your tattoos. That's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about everything that got to do with tats tonight. You feel me? I'm tattooed up. A lot of my callers tattooed up. You feel what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to just how people feel about it in general and everything and talk about the tattoos that they got. Now, do you have any tattoos?
I got one.
You got okay.
One?
Well, what is it? Where is it located?
It's a tribal dragon on my arm.
Okay. Why did you get that tattoo? What does it mean to you? Why did you pick that? Why did you get it?
Well, the meaning was infinite wisdom and power, but the reason, the whole thing that made me get it was really who did it. I got it done by the dude that runs Ink Wizard. Back in the day, I used to goddamn hang with him and shit when he was in the midst of blowing up, and I got, he did my tattoo for me.
Okay, all right. It's always good to get the tattoo guys when they on their grind. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They look out. You know what I'm saying? You know, once you get up there, you feel me? The tattoos. Yeah, but it's good to get the tattoo dudes to get you know, when you just coming up. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. The thing I liked about it is, you know, I'm dark. I'm a little darker than a brown paper bag. Probably like a little darker than cardboard. And they say that the darker you are, colors don't really blend good with the skin. Like, you see white boys and shit, they got all kind of crazy colors. Well, that dude made colors for colored folks. And it's red and blue and all that shit. You can see it on my brown skin.
Right. So he had to mix that ink because you can't use standard stock. He has to know what he's doing to do that, too.
You got to know what
you
he's
feel
doing
me?
To do that.
Yeah. You know what you're doing. You go through some of these because tattoo is getting tattoos blowing up so much that it's just like, all kind of people get them now. You feel me? Like people who really don't even, I mean, all kind of people are trying to do it or whatever. People who haven't never really trained or studied it for real. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's like, yo, man, you know, cats really don't know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, like I said, if you really know what you're doing, you can make colors show up as a black person. You just got to know how to mix that shit. It's certain shit
you got to
do.
I know some
who can make anything. I don't give a fuck how black you is. They can make a color show up, you feel what I'm saying, on your skin. You dig? You know what I mean? Straight up. So, you know what I'm saying? So, they let you know you're dealing with an amateur right there. If this guy, if a tattoo artist tells you, Yeah, well, that's probably not going to show on your skin, but you don't know how to make it show on my skin because there's a certain way you can make that shit happen. It may not look as good as it looks on a fair-skinned person, but alright. So let me ask you the next question. What do you think when you see people with tattoos in general, first, and then we'll get more specific. In general, what do you think?
You know what I'm saying? I got one too. I learned now that you can't really judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? The most nigga who you might think might look to you to be ignorant might be one of the smartest motherfuckers around. Nowadays, you know, back in the day, you could be like, oh, you want to judge, point the finger, oh, he's a gangster, or he's this or he's that. But nowadays, it's so common that you can't use a tattoo to judge anybody. You know, some people, you think they made the wrong mistake by where they might put it. But other than that, you really can't judge, man.
All right, speaking of where you might put it, what do you think when you see a chick with the quote-unquote tramp stamp?
I like them. I think they're sexy. My wife got one. I love it to death. It makes for good viewing.
Right, exactly. Of course it makes for good viewing. When you're viewing it from that particular view, you feel what I'm saying? When you're viewing it from the back like that, that's the whole point. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies. I've said before already that I know why you really get that tattoo. We know why you get that tattoo, right? You're not fooling anybody. I'm not nobody's saying that, you know what I'm saying, the reason why y'all get it is wrong. It's just the fact that we're not going to sit here and generalize and say that you're easy or that you a hoe because you got it right there. You feel what I'm saying? We're not going to say that. You feel me? But we know you got it there because you want a nigga to see that shit when he hit it from the back. You want people to fantasize about hitting you from the back. That's what women do. That's what they got.
I think I like you. When I see it, I say, I like you.
But why do you say that? You like her, why? Because you think that what? What does that say? See, you have a predisposition about it. That's what you think. If you think, when you see a chick with that tattoo and you say, ooh, I think I like you, what is that telling you? What are you assuming?
I'm not saying I ain't going to say it. Nah, I ain't assuming I can fuck. I'm assuming that she likes attention to that particular spot. That spot look real good with, like, low-riding jeans or, you know what I'm saying? Just depends on exactly their body shape and their structure. I just like the view, I should say. I shouldn't say I like you. I like the view. So it's
okay,
artwork. Right. It's something pretty to look at.
What about anything? Do you think when you see somebody with a tattoo on their neck, what do you think? A highly visible tattoo on their neck, on their face, or something like that right there?
Well, they going to be the first motherfucker in the unemployment office. Because, really, you know, I see a couple people with, like, names and shit on their neck. If it ain't your, I don't even think, matter of fact, I can't even say, even if it's your kids, it don't belong on your neck. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be an individual, but you still got to live your life for everybody else, too. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're going to be that person in the front that's talking to customers and dealing with people all the time, then you don't really want that tattoo on your neck. They're going to be thinking like, man, what the hell this person thinking? They think that forever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The military, you ever thought about going in the military, that tattoo on the neck, that's an automatic. They can't even pull it up depending on how high it is. I ain't seen one yet.
So, well, you can get a tattoo on your neck if you're in the military. Well, they're not going to let you in?
That was my understanding.
They'll let you in the military.
Not with a tattoo on your neck. Not with one on your neck.
They won't let you in the military with a tattoo on your neck?
Now, from my understanding, No tats on the neck, dog. Matter of fact, if you're in the military and you get a tattoo, it's considered defacing government property. Real talk.
Well, then everybody fucking in there. But they don't enforce that because I got tats when I was in and they don't enforce that shit. That's just,
it up, you know what I'm saying?
That's
as
just whatever. Yeah, but they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Trust me on that. They don't give a fuck because there's too many of them that got it. They wouldn't have a fucking army if they made that shit serious. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't have a military because everybody got the motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of motherfuckers get them once they get in. You know what I'm saying? You may go with your damn company commander, your squad leader, whatever, to go get the shit together. So. That's just not even existing. That's just one of them rules that's just there because, but that's not enforced in any way whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the military, I'm gonna have to look into whether or not you can get in with a tat on your neck? I'm gonna have to look into that. I have to find out that answer. Because I don't know. I don't know if they actually turn you down because of that. You score a 96 on a fucking ass valve and you can goddamn they as bad as they need people in the military right now, I highly doubt they'll tell you no, you can't get in because you got a tap in your neck.
True. Especially now.
I don't know. I'm about to look into that because that's pretty interesting. If anybody's on the phone line, hit the number one if you know for a fact that to be true. I'm not going to say yay or nay because I really don't know. I'm going to go to the next question. Do you think hip-hop made it more acceptable for black people now, for black people to have tattoos?
I think it just brought it out into the mainstream, let the younger kids who probably really didn't know too much about wanting to have a tat, want to get it, you know what I'm saying, really want to have one. But people been getting tattoos way before rap music and, you know what I'm saying?
But it wasn't as mainstream, though. But was it as mainstream? A lot of people were getting tattoos before it, but was it like, did you see just like any old joke? To me now, it's like everybody. I don't know. You ain't never got to. You ain't got to be no thug. You ain't got to be nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You feel me? It's just like you would just see anybody with a tat. You feel what I'm saying?
Now, yeah.
I mean, I think that I know people got tattoos before rap music came around. I did that, but I'm just saying. I think that it just made it like anything else. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, people drunk malt liquor. But when motherfucking rappers start talking about drinking a 40 back in the early 90s, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, St. Ives and 8-Ball, you know what I mean, start goddamn making billions of dollars. You feel what I'm saying? It's like one of them things that, yeah, people did it before. Old Indians and St. Ives was around before rappers start talking about drinking a 40 with their homies or whatever. But when rappers start saying it, just like anything else that rappers talk about, especially a mainstream rap artist like Tupac, or anybody else, or like when LL flashed the goddamn tat of the mic on his arm, it made it super just cool, and first of all, it made black, because see, they were already sex symbols to black women, so once these sex symbols that black women like already said it was cool to have that shit on, then that made it okay and acceptable for women to accept guys with tattoos, because beforehand, I think black women would be like, oh, especially if somebody that wasn't hood or whatever, they'd be like, oh, he's got a tattoo. He might be, they may not be one to fuck with you like that. But now, since their favorite rap artist had one, and they danced to this nigga's songs in the club and fantasizing about fucking this nigga, now I guess it's okay for her man to have one. Matter of fact, her pussy got wet now that he got one. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm
Could
saying?
Be.
It changed everything, I think.
Could be.
This is my opinion. I don't know. This is my opinion. I really do believe that, though. I just noticed the difference in it. Let's see. So do you ever regret getting your, do you ever regret having your tat? Do you have any? You only got the one tat. Do you ever regret having it?
No, I don't regret it.
You don't regret it?
I don't regret it, dude. No, because, you know, it's like I did it, got the T-shirt, you know what I'm saying, moving on to the next one. Maybe I'll tell my son later on. Maybe not get. The only thing I really regret about mine is I might have got a little too early. I got mine when I was probably like 17, 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I might tell him wait a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And because I still want another one. So, that's all.
Well, what are you going to get? If you get another one, what are you going
to get? I'm really thinking now. I don't want nobody to bite my shit. I'm going to think of a scroll. Right. A scroll on my back or on, somewhere maybe on my chest. They got all the important dates of my life on it.
It's pretty tight. When people ask you about it. See, what? One other thing I like about tattoos, it's like when I had the show not too long ago about horoscopes. You feel me? One thing about tattoos, when you see a chick and she got a tattoo or whatever, it's like an instant conversation starter. It's an icebreaker.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
You feel me?
Something,
you know what I mean? A lot of times you see somebody got tattoos and they be like, what's that? What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? It's just like a way to break that initial kind of ice that, you know what I'm saying, when you first meet somebody or you trying to holler at some chick or whatever, it's like how you first just, or when you can just start up a conversation, you know what I'm saying, you see a chick with a tattoo, and they always want to tell you about it, you feel me, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, they want to tell you about it,
You know what I'm saying? Unless it's of a boyfriend name or some shit that they don't want to admit. You know what I'm saying? They had to get that shit covered up and shit like
covered
that. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to talk about that one. But you know what I'm saying? For the most part, it's like a conversation starter and shit. You feel me? Would you ever get somebody's name tattooed on you? Somebody else's name besides your kid?
I would. I'd
you
get
would?
My wife's name tattooed.
Won't you do it then? You don't think that's why?
It's coming on my scroll.
Well, that's just the date that you got married. That's not necessarily her name.
No, it's gonna be more than just the date, because it's gonna be like the date and maybe like a name next to it, like my kids, my three kids' birthdays, the day I got married, the day my grandma died. You know, it's all a real like a timeline, but I want it to be on a scroll.
That's a good idea. I'm not going to jack it, but it's hot. I don't know. I can't guarantee everybody listening not, though. Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but
if it don't work out, you know what I'm saying, I attribute a lot of this man I am standing in front of everybody now to things and people in my life that have came by in the past.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Hey, you got to respect it.
For sure. Thanks for calling the show, man. Good to hear from you, homie. Happy holidays to you. You dig? If you don't get
happy
your
holidays,
contact,
man. I'm trying not to be no stranger.
All right, man. Be easy.
All right.
248. Oh, listen. I know the number now. Coop don't dare.
What's going on, Blue?
What's going on, man? What's popping? What's popping? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 129. Inked up. Let me see him tattoos, all right? And what we're talking about today on the show, do you have any tattoos? And if so, how many, what are they, and where are they located?
I have 7 tattoos.
Damn.
I have one on my right shoulder. I got 2 on my back.
Seven,
I got one on my chest. I got two, actually. I'm going to count the one on my neck as 2 because I got a name, and then I went back and got the initials and stars around it. So I'm going to count that as 2.
So you got the one on the neck. Okay, so we're going to have... I got the tramp stamp.
Everybody referring to that as the tramp stamp. I mean, I heard that before I called the show, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, but that was actually the first tattoo that I got. I was brave. Shit, that shit hurt. That was the first tattoo I ever got, so.
Okay, so you got so many that I won't go through all of them. Let me take the more significant ones. First of all, why did you get the first? You got the first tattoo you got. It was in the lower back, what they like to call a tramp stamp. What was it? What was the image, and what made you get that?
What I have on my back is a black sun, and it's like the sun is like real defined, like a tribal sun, and I also have Egyptian eyes like over it, and what it means is protection over my son.
Okay.
I thought it was
right.
Cute, but it really has a meaning, and that's what I got on my back.
All right. What about on your neck?
I have my son's name on my neck and his initials.
Okay, now let's start with that one right there. You got a tattoo on your neck. Now you heard what I said earlier about women who have tattoos on their neck. All right.
I don't know if you heard.
Now I said, and everybody listen to the show because some people kind of just jumped on the line, but I'll repeat it. I said that when I see a woman with a tattoo on her neck, for the most part, I tend to think that she's ghetto. You see what I'm saying? I said more often than not. Now that she's a hood rat, and I made it clear separation between hood rat and being ghetto. You feel me? It's not the same thing. You know what I mean? But I did.
And I heard
that. Right. Okay. So I know for a fact that you ghetto. Let's just cut to the chase. I know you personally. You know what I'm saying? You ghetto.
I ain't gonna
lie.
You know what I'm saying? I'm hood.
So I know that right now, you're the first person to call in, and you're a female with the tattoo on her neck, and I'm 1-for-1 at this point. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because I know you ghetto. You know what I'm saying? You ain't a hood rat, but you ghetto. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like to say ghetto. I like to say say hood. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean hood.
I don't like the little ghetto. Now, I can get ghetto. Don't get me wrong. You understand what I'm saying? I do have that side to myself. You understand what I'm saying? But I prefer to say I'm hood. So that's the word
I use.
Hood. I don't like
that
ghetto.
You can say hood. Hood, ghetto. Those words, we can use them as synonyms for purposes of episode 129. Now,
okay.
When you got that tat on your neck, when you go out somewhere, you feel what I'm saying? When do people look at you and do you get that people assume that you are that way because you got that tattoo? Do you feel like you need to cover that tattoo up at any given time depending on where you're going?
I'm not going to lie to you. I never cover up my tattoo. You understand what I'm saying? That was a decision that I made. It was, you know what I'm saying, it was a choice that I made. And that's my baby. I love him to death. You understand what I'm saying? And if a person want to, you know what I'm saying, start a conversation and ask me or what have you, I mean, they can say what they want to say. They can perceive me the way that they want to. You know what I'm saying? But you really don't know me unless you talk to me and get to know me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, that's their opinion. That's on them. You know what I'm saying? However they look at me. I'm not ashamed, nor do I regret putting it on my neck. And at the same time, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to school right now to be an RN. So I know it's going to be like people like, damn, this bitch walking up in here. You know what I'm saying? I might have to cover
right.
it up when I go to work. You understand what I'm saying? And I can understand that. But just me every day, like, no, I never cover it up. No, never.
So do you ever?
I would never.
Have you ever felt like you went to a job interview or anything like that and they didn't hire you because you looked at the person, they stared at your neck well, a half a second longer than normal or whatever, and they kind of gave you the eyeball look because you got that tat on your neck. You feel me? Like, have you ever feel like it cost you a job or anything like that because you got that tattoo on your neck?
I can't say that it has because, you know what I'm saying, like, before I started going to school to get my RN or whatever, I was a CNA, okay? So I did a little CNA thing or whatever, and then when I stopped working as a CNA, I was a chiropractic assistant. And I had this tattoo on my neck when I got both of those jobs, you know what I'm saying? It never affected any of that. So I can't say that it has cost me a job. I can't say that it has. All
right. Okay. What about
I think it's all about how you present yourself. You understand what I'm saying? A person know where you're going to be a value to the company. You know what I'm saying? An asset to a company. You know what I'm saying? By the way that you talk to them or whatever. I don't really think that has nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people may look at you and, you know what I'm saying, how they look perceptions or whatever, but it has never cost me a job. It may have cost somebody else something, but as far as I can see, it hasn't done that to me.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people on the phone line is like, nah, because before you even got on the phone line, like a couple of callers have already said, well, like we had women who said, oh, I don't want a guy or I don't want to deal with a guy. I don't like when people have tattoos that's visible because, you know, most people say it may affect them in a job or whatever. And that's generally, that's just general, in general, that's how people think. You feel me?
I may just be lucky. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But it has never cost me, like, to not have a job because of my tattoo.
Okay. All right. So, and hey, that's good. I'm glad that having that tat, you know what I'm saying, in that area has never had a negative effect on you. You feel what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I feel, as what I said so far, my perception that when I see a female with that tattoo on her neck, I'm going to go with 9.5 out of 10 times, she's going to be a hood. You feel me? And
well,
you a hood.
I'm
hood,
and
you know,
I ain't
going to
deny that.
You
know,
whatever
you want to call
me. I know you personally, so I know that you'd be remiss to try and come on this show and try and talk your way out of telling me you hood. Like, I'm not even, I guess.
This K-100,
like, no. You know
this
what I'm saying?
I always keep it real.
Right, so that's what I'm glad. That's what I'm saying. So when people are saying, oh, everybody, but with the tramp stamp, you know what I'm saying? You said you got the tattoo in the lower back, but they like to call it a tramp stamp. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wholeheartedly don't believe the stigma that comes with having the tramp stamp. I do not think that every woman with a tattoo on their lower back is a hoe. I don't believe that. You feel me? But, like, we already had a female caller who said that she didn't get one because her male friends told her that guys are going to look at you differently. You feel me? I don't look at a woman differently when she got the quote unquote tramp stamp. You feel what I'm saying? I may look at you if you already sexy and fine anyway, and you got that, it may make me fantasize about fucking you from the back a little extra than I already probably did anyway. If you fine, you feel me? But if you ain't fine, having that tramp stamp ain't going to mean I want to fuck you now because you got a tramp stamp. It doesn't make an ugly motherfucker be sexy. You feel me? Don't make a fat motherfucker get skinny and fine. You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't, you feel me? It doesn't work like that.
Exactly.
So,
I feel what you're saying.
You know, yeah. So a lot of people be like, I don't want to get attached with the lower back because the tramp stamp and what people might think. I don't go with that one. But the one, like I said, the one tattoo that I do hold a tattoo stigma to is the tattoo on the neck with a female. I'm going to say 9.5 out of 10 times she hood. You feel what I'm saying? And being
okay.
Hood. Well, hold on. One more thing I got to say before I get off this subject.
Being hood.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Being hood ain't bad. Like, I don't want people to think that I'm saying that and saying that being hood is bad because, nigga, I'm hood. You feel what I'm saying? So that would mean I would be down to myself. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not. I got tattoos on my forearm in the summertime, nigga. You gonna see I'm inked up. You feel what I'm saying? I got tattoos all on my forearm, and I'm not wearing long sleeves in the motherfucking summer. You feel what I'm saying? Under no circumstance. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta walk around with my scars out in the summertime. They're not concealed in the summer. You feel me? So I don't give a fuck either. Some people might say, nigga, you hood, when they look at me, like I was at my job before and had like corporate people walking around and shit, coming around checking shit or whatever, you know, that's normally not in that motherfucker, and come up and ask me a question or some shit, and then the first thing they look at me and they look at my arm. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm scarred up on the arm. You feel what I'm saying? So I've gotten that look and I've gotten that stigma myself. You feel what I'm saying? And I know I'm not just an ignorant nigga. I know I'm not a dumbass. I know I'm not just, you know, whatever negative you want to put on being hood, but I am hood. You feel what I'm saying? I got the fucking tattoos out where you can see them on my forearm, and I am hood at the end of the day. And also, you feel me? I'm not extra hood no more. I've grown up, and I've changed my lifestyle a lot to match where I'm living. I'm not living in the projects in the hood no more. You feel me? And so I've changed a bit, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I am what I am. I revert back on a nigga ASAP if I have to. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So all I'm saying is it don't necessarily mean that you're going to be broke. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be ready to kill a nigga. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a dummy or anything. But when I see that tattoo on a female neck, I know for 9.5 out of 10 times, you hood. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the motherfucking day, you are hood. You know what I'm saying? You may not necessarily just be living in the projects with five baby daddies on Section 8, but your ass is hood. That's what I'm trying to say when I say that. You feel what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at you at all. You know what I'm saying? Because I am hood. Shit, it is what it is.
Right. You know. And like I said, you got that tattoo. That's pretty much what it's gonna be. All right. What about guys? When you see guys with tattoos, do you are you turned on when you see guys with the tattoos? Is that turn
very
on
much
or turn
so.
Off? How do you feel about that?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I love a nigga that's yes. I love the tattoos. I don't know what it is, especially like if your physique. You can't be no fat nigga, like you said about the tramp stamp. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be no fat dude with a whole bunch of tattoos. That's not sexy. But if you got a nice little physique, you know what I'm saying? You got the tattoos, that's what's up. I like that.
Okay. All right. Well, see, you just...
I got 7 of them myself.
That's what I'm... Hey, you got a whole bunch of them. Which one of them hurt the worst? Out of them 7, which one hurt the worst?
The one on my back, the first one, because the one on my neck, dude, the tattoo artist... thought I was crazy because I laughed the whole time. That shit tickled me to death. It tickled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laughing the whole time. He was like, there's something wrong with you. I was like, well, whatever, that shit tickled. But the one on my back hurt like hell. And the one on my titty, too. That hurt.
Which one, what you got on your titty?
It's like banging on my titty.
Banging? Is it titties banging? What does that mean?
It's a little inside thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm banging.
Oh, a little inside thing. Was it nickname banging? Was he banging that pussy?
No, it says banging. It could have meant banging bang. Hell, I mean, it's just, it's
yeah,
like banging,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah, it could
have,
but no. Inside jokes. A lot of times, inside joke tattoos and shit, you know what I'm saying, by them tats. You don't want to tell nobody the inside joke or whatever because it means some shit like pertaining to a motherfucking person that you don't want to.
It meant something pertaining to sex, okay? And it just kind of stuck with me.
Hold on. Does it mean that pussy banging?
Hey, I'm just saying banging. That's what the tattoo say, and I'm going to leave it at that.
What banging is it? Hell
banging?
Hey. What is it? What's banging about the
sex? I mean, what's my name, nigga? What is my name? No, just, look, leave that alone. I'm just saying.
Leave that alone.
All right. Let me move on to the next question so I can ask some more callers. I got some more callers. Do you think that with rappers, when rappers started glorifying their tattoos and their songs and putting them on display like Pop Gig and LL did, do you think that made it more mainstream with black people? Because it was a time when a lot of black people still had the stigma about getting tattoos and stuff. But I think that after rappers started talking about it in their songs and all that kind of shit, it made it cool and it made it sexy to the women. And so it made more black people start getting them. And now it's just like anybody can get it. Do you agree with that?
I do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rap stars, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing with the tattoos or whatever. It just made it more acceptable to us. It was like, oh, well, somebody that, you know what I'm saying, we thought was cool is doing it. So that's cool. That's what's up. We allowed to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I think a lot of people thought about it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I agree with you.
All right. You got 7 tattoos. Is there any one that you regret getting?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This shit is funny. Now, let me tell you why. Okay. It was the second tattoo I ever got. I went to the tattoo parlor. Now, imagine my second tattoo, I was probably 20 years old, 22, something like that, 22.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I go to the tattoo shop, and they got some Chinese letters. So they tell you the meaning of it or whatever, you know what I'm saying, everything cool. So I was like, I want that right there. And the tattoo that I was young, you know what I'm saying, I shouldn't have got that. And I got Naughty Kitty in Chinese on my arm, right?
Naughty Kitty.
So that's what I decided to get on my arm. But that's not what the fuck the tattoo say. So I'm in line, right? I got on a little tank top, me and my brother at the store. I think it was like Toys R Us or something. And this, like, Asian lady was standing next to me cracking the fuck up. And I'm like, I'm looking at my brother like, why the fuck this chick, you know what I'm saying? And so this bitch points on my tattoo, and she was laughing. You know how they talk? She was like, ha, 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 that means your arm is broken. My tattoo do not say Naughty Kitty, and me, my arm is broken. I was like, that's fucked up, so I got
to
get that covered.
You need to get that shit covered up. How the motherfucker put the wrong shit? That's wrong. No, that's wrong. I can't read. I don't do those Chinese letters. I don't fuck all that Chinese letter shit. If that shit ain't motherfucking English, why can't read what the fuck it say? I'm not getting that shit scarred on me for nothing. Fuck that shit. I don't want nothing I can't motherfucking read on my goddamn
telling y'all. I'm telling y'all, don't do it. If you can't read that shit, do not do it, for real. Because I thought I was being real cute, and that shit mean my arm is broken if that Chinese lady right. That Asian lady.
Wow.
I don't think she was Chinese, you know what I'm saying? But the Asian lady told me, I mean, my arm is broken. Yeah, she hurt my feelings.
That's for the motherfucking... And then, was it a white person that did your tattoo? That motherfucker can't even speak goddamn Chinese. I don't even know what it is.
He was a white dude.
Motherfucking liquor Chinese. Yeah,
that's
a
pretty fucked up situation.
Yeah, that's why I don't do the whole foreign language. Nah, miss me with that one. All right, you know, let's take this hand online. I'm going to answer some more of these calls, all right?
All right. Naughty Kitty?
Nah, nigga, your arm broke. Oh man, damn it, man. Doug, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Doug,
yo,
what up, man? Thanks for calling the show, man.
Good, dog.
Episode 129, man. Inked up, let me see your tattoos. That's what we're talking about tonight on K100. Do you have any tattoos?
I got 4.
You got 4 tattoos, all right. You got 4 tattoos. What are they? Where are they located, and what do they mean?
I got all four of them on my arms. The first one was when I was in the Navy. I got my daughter's name in a rose with a bird on top of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's with a heart. And then my second one was like a little child on my left arm. I got that right after I got out.
Right.
And then I had 2 more on my left forearm and my right forearm. My left forearm is my wife's name in a heart. And my right forearm is my brother's face. He was murdered in 2005.
Okay, but all those are significant significant
except
tattoos. You feel what I'm saying?
Those are all significant tribal tattoos. I mean, except for the tribal. The tribal just
yeah.
something. Just,
except for
just,
the tribal one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got something. You got one that I kind of want to talk about. You got your wife's name on you. Your wife's name. It's commonplace for people to have their kid's name. I got my kid's name on mine. You got your wife's name on you, right?
I got an explanation on.
What made you do that? Because divorce happens. It's a reality. You could ultimately live to regret that. So what made you get that particular tattoo?
Oh man. After all these years, we've been married 17 years. I just got the tattoo probably 2 years ago with her name on it. She got my name on her body like twice. And that was a big issue. Even when I got the tattoo of my daughter's name, she thought I was going to get her name on me. And I always said, my kids are forever, my mom is forever, my wife is not. I think I was in a doghouse, did something to
Let me get this straight. Hold on. Let me get this straight. You were in a doghouse.
Yeah, bad.
So, in order to get out of the doghouse, you got her name tattooed on you. Is that?
Yeah. We just moved from L.A. We was moving from L.A. to Richmond, Virginia, and because of our jobs, and the hotel we stayed in, we had to stay in the hotel until our house got ready, about 30 days. And the hotel we stayed in had a tattoo convention there on the weekend. And that weekend when I got in trouble, I went down there.
What the fuck did you do to get in trouble, man? Did you get caught cheating or some shit? What the fuck did you do to make me? That's the only thing you could, I mean.
No, if I tell you, look, it was some.
Don't tell me on the air. Don't even tell me on the air, man. It's downloadable. You know what I'm saying? This shit is forever. I'm not taking this episode down. You know what I'm saying? So don't even tell me, but whatever you did, you decided to get a female's name tattooed on you. Per K100 rules.
Yeah.
I must in fact kill you, homie. Not because, look, I mean, you're my homie, but you get a preferential treatment over AK100. I never condone getting your boyfriend, baby mama, wife, nobody's name tattooed on you except if your kid.
I had hit up my boy about that when I was in, we was in the Navy, when I was stationed in D.C. with him. He had his wife's name on his form. I said, dude, why you do that, man? And next thing you know, what they do, they get divorced like about 6 months later. So then he had to go get it covered up.
Right. So, like I said, you're the first person that's on the line so far that has admitted to it. I'm pretty sure there's been other people on the line that had some shit pertaining to a significant other, and they're just not telling them, they're not keeping it 100. But that's okay. You was bold enough to admit it, and kudos for that much.
I can always say, I can say that's my daughter's name.
That's not going to work. Because if you let your daughter have the same exact name, if your daughter had the same name?
It starts with the same letter. My daughter's name is De'Ara.
No.
And my wife's name is Dion.
Does it say Dion?
Yeah, say Dion.
All right, moving right along. You know what I'm saying? On to the next one. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? When you see somebody with tattoos, do you prejudge them? How do you feel about it when you first see them, like off the rip? Like, what do you think?
You know what? I was listening to your previous caller, and they were talking about, you were talking about jobs and everything, because I know the type of position I held as a director. You know, and I had employees that came to interview with tattoos. I couldn't prejudge my, you know, it depends on where they were at, how visible they were. Because some places where we worked, some places that had, you know, policies about visible tattoos, and it had to be covered up. So you didn't want to prejudge them, but you had to go by the policies of where you were working at. And I was kind of skeptical of getting tattoos on my arm, but I knew I wear long sleeve shirts because I wear dress shirts, so I didn't have to worry about it. So, but until, you know, when I was my last job at the VA Medical Center, sometimes in the summertime, like on Fridays, we had casual Fridays, and I wear short sleeve shirts. You know, I'm a director, so I don't care what they say. You know, I'm a boss, so it didn't bother me. But when I had employees that came to interview, and they had a big strict tattoo policy. It depends on what type of tattoo it was. It wasn't nothing, you know, ornery or offensive and things like that. So I only looked at what their work was.
All right. What do you think when you see a woman with a tramp stamp?
Oh, the one on the back of their back?
Yeah.
On their ass crack? Back in the day, it was cute, but I see them now, I'm like, man, y'all should never got that shit. That's the most dumbest shit ever.
What does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Oh, they fucking their home. They fast.
Man, okay. Well, you know, I can't trip because there's enough people out there that think like you. That's why it's called a tramp stamp. That's why some women won't get it. But to me, I don't think that at all when I see a woman with that. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think that at all. When I see someone with that, I just think, you know what I'm saying, yes, it's sexy or whatever, you feel me? But I don't necessarily think that they're a hoe or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I disagree with that. You feel me? Because first of all, now, especially nowadays, because they're so common now that I meet so many women who ain't that way that got them that I can't possibly think that way.
No, you're right. And I misstated, and you're right, and I agree with you on that. No, not it's just, I guess, years ago when I looked at them, they was like, damn, that's nice. But now when I look at them, I'm like, you know, like, as you get older, you're like, man, what the fuck you was thinking when you got that? Why did you do that one right there? You know.
But what you saying only, this though? But you saying it like real. What do you mean? What is it? You still saying it in a negative light? Like, what were they thinking? Like?
A little bit, because you look at it. You know, nowadays as we get older, you look at it, only time you're gonna see that shit. Most of the time, the women got those because when they be wearing their low cut jeans, and you see their thong and they tattoo. That's the purpose of getting it right there. Am I right? Or am I wrong? Hello?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I thought of it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at me, and it doesn't turn me off. Nothing like that. I sometimes wonder, like, wow.
Yeah, it definitely don't turn me off. It definitely don't turn me off.
Sometimes, you know, you look at people, you see them as you know them, and then later on you see that, like, damn, I didn't think you had one of those like that, you know? It kind of like, it's like a...
Okay, you see, again, you didn't think she had one of those like that because what? Because what? Because why?
You probably known them in their person. Now, it's just a different thing. It's, oh, why you got a tattoo right there. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, I've seen they had other tattoos.
You didn't know that? Like what? Oh, I didn't know you was a hoe. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like you want to say that, but you're not saying it.
Yeah, sometimes, man. It depends, man. It's just different on a different type of woman, man. You know, just you look at them a different way, and then when you see some other thing, like, oh, wow. They probably pretty jealous like me. You know, damn, I didn't know you had tattoos in your arm, you know. But, yeah. You know, it's different.
All right. Do you think, let me go to the next question. I got to answer these calls.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to have that much of an after party today. Do you think that hip-hop, rap made it more mainstream? Do you think rappers and artists talking about tattoos and stuff or whatever in their music made it more mainstream for them to have, for black people to have tattoos?
Yeah, I see it now because I got, you know, younger family members that wouldn't even old enough to get them, asking their parents for them to get tattoos. You know, I was like, what the fuck you getting a tattoo for? You don't even, you know, you just doing it because you see the next person doing it or you see it on TV. You know, yeah, and they made it very accessible, easy for us, you know, as a culture to do it because you see it on TV so much. Just like anything else that you see on TV you want to do because you see the hip-hop artists do it. Yeah, it made it more easy. And I got young cousins that out there getting tattoos on their arms and on their necks. I'm like, what the fuck? What about when you go get a job? You got this big-ass tattoo on your neck. You know, I know my brother, before I think he was the first person in the city who got a tattoo on his neck. He had his tattoo on his neck, oh, shit, back in probably 96.
Uh-huh.
When he had his done. So he was the first one I ever seen do it back then. And then that all of a sudden, now it's just common. Why would you want to put something on your goddamn neck? Knowing that, what about if you want to go get a job?
Well, my homegirl that was on the line a minute ago got one.
I heard her.
I mean, she doesn't. She said it stops her from getting the job. She says. You feel me? And you can't really confirm or deny that, but I believe what she said. She never felt like it has. So I'm going to go
right.
with what she's saying.
Depends on what type of job you're going to get. Now, perfect example, my same brother. I was trying to get him a job as a manager, where he's gonna be wearing suit and tie, and that was the first thing that my district manager said. It's like the tattoo on his neck, because you're around a lot of vice presidents and VPs, and you're dealing with these people. And you know what I'm saying? It's about how you your presence. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's one thing you can't, you know, the damn tattoo. You got to wear, try to wear big collar shirts to cover up the tattoo. It depends on what type of job you look at. As a nurse, I worked in hospitals. A lot of nurses had tattoos visible. It wasn't a big thing. Mm-hmm. You're here to take care of the patient.
Right.
So we're looking at different type of jobs. Depends on what type of job you're trying to get.
Okay. All right. All right, man, stay on the line. Let me take some more of these calls before we run out of time here, all right?
Do your thing, man. You know it.
All right. Shay, what's going on?
Hey, I hope you can
what's
hear me.
What's going on? And I see LL. I'm going to take LL's call, too. What's happening?
Hello.
Should I come on the line, but we might have to catch a little bit of an after party for these guys. Yeah, I see now we got like four more people, so I'm going to have to run into. I'm going to have to run over. Everybody wants to call in at the last goddamn minute. Get mad if I don't have an after party, though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do it for y'all.
Sorry.
It ain't going to be an hour, but I'm going to let it run over. For you people that just calling in at the last damn minute. You know, I go off air, scheduled to go off air at 10. Here we go. Shay, thanks for calling in. That wasn't for you. That wasn't, you've been on for a minute. That wasn't for you. You know what I'm saying?
I had to
break away
from the family gathering, but I'll call.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any tattoos?
I don't yet. I want one, but I don't have any yet. And I'm trying to
okay,
find.
Okay,
so
you
want
don't.
To, I
you
wanted
said, well,
one.
Well, you don't have any. Why do you? If you don't have any tattoos at, by now, which you're in your 30s, you're in your later 30s. What
mm-hmm.
makes you want to get one now?
Oh, I'm still gonna get one. I've wanted to get one ever since before I was 30. But I couldn't decide what I wanted. On my 30th birthday, I decided I was going to go
you,
do it, and I couldn't
you,
decide what I wanted,
you,
so I just got my navel
pierced. You couldn't decide. It took you this long. You wanted one before you were 30, and the age right now, you still haven't got one. You still really going to you're still gonna go and get a tattoo?
Yeah, why not? I'm still youthful. I still got a hot body. I can still show it off.
I'm just saying, but you just haven't. If you haven't done it by now, I just don't think you're ever going to do it. You've had the money, the time, the opportunity. It's really that serious, but you couldn't decide what you wanted to get. Really?
Yeah, I don't want to just get something just to get it. I've always wanted one because I like, you know, body art, and I like to see it on other people. But I didn't want to be one of those kind of people that just get something that doesn't mean anything just because it looks cute then. Because I know me, it just if I get something just because it looks cute, 5 years later, I'm not going to think it looks cute. And I, you like y'all were talking about the tramp
stamp. That's understandable. I understand that. Hold on. I understand that totally. Hold on one second.
Okay.
If you listen to me out there at www.blogtalkradio.com, I'm getting ready to go off the live streaming portion of the show. Also, I'm having a phone in through a phone line. I'm not even using Skype, so you gotta call 347-934-0966 if you want to stay on the line and be a part of the after party. You got about 60 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to really tinker with my I'm not even going to tinker with my phone lines, my switchboard after these next 60 seconds because I'm on the phone line, and if I end up getting disconnected some kind of way or anything, I probably won't be able to get back on my own goddamn show. So you got about 40 seconds, 347-934-0966. Once again, the number that you need to call in if you want to participate to the after party of the show and stay on the line, I'm going to get to the rest of my callers is 347-934-0966. You have to get on the phone lines within the next 30 seconds if you want to participate in the overrun, the after party of the show, all right? 347-934-0966. I'm going to open up all the phone lines after I'm done talking to Shay, and then after I'm done talking to the other callers that haven't had a chance to call, and I'm open up all the mics. So you got to do it real quick. Hurry up. I'm going to run this outro music, and then I'm going to come right back, all right? Stay tuned. Reloaded. welcome everybody to the after party for episode 129. Appreciate everybody that stood with me for the first couple of minutes of the show earlier when I had all these technical difficulties because my Skype is having some issues and I had to reroute through the phone lines and everything and get back on the air. So thanks to everybody who tuned in and stood by me. I was about 6 minutes late starting this particular episode today because of some technical issues with Skype. But it still popped off and it's still been an interesting conversation. Episode 129. East up, let me see your tattoos. I'm still on the line with Shay. I see LL's up next, 832-361 and 678. And then we're going to have open forum for a little bit before we close out the show. Shay.
Hey.
All right. So, Shay, you don't have any tattoos. It's an unexplicable reason. I know the reason that you gave me, it makes sense, but, I mean, really, that many
and
years,
there's
Shay.
There's another reason, too. There's a little
what's
reason.
What's the other reason? Are you going to tell me the real reason now? Are
yes,
you going to keep it 100?
Yes.
Okay, what's the real reason?
I'll keep it 100. Because, you know, all the tribal tattoos and stuff like that, I've always thought they were really, really sexy until somebody brought up the term being a tramp stamp. I mean, you know, and I would see the girls, like the other caller said, about, you know, they have the jeans low and they have the damn thongs hanging out. And I think that is really not cute. Now, if your jeans are low and you got a nice ass and you got, you know, a nice shape or whatever, it's sexy for your tattoo to show, but not if you got your panties showing with it. I think that's real tacky. And I just kind of felt a little ways about being associated with chicks that show their drawers.
And why did you? But that's not the only place you could have got a tattoo. Was that the only place you wanted to get the tattoo, and that's why you didn't get it? I mean, you could have got it anywhere.
Yeah.
You could have got it on the back of your shoulder blade, on your tit, your thigh, any place. There's a lot of places that you could have got it that was inconspicuous. You didn't have to be right there, so that's still not really a reason why you didn't get a tattoo.
Again, I just wanted something that has some meaning to me. I mean, it meant enough to me that I want to keep it, like, forever and ever. And I haven't found that yet.
You could have got your name. Anything.
I don't want my name on my body. I mean, it's like, I already know who I am. Like, what, is somebody going to find me and be like, oh, yeah, that's Shay, because her name on her.
I mean, I don't know.
I think
people who've reached over 35, especially over 30, but even over 35, and you haven't gotten a tattoo, and you say you're gonna, probably not.
So I decided I'm gonna get one before the year's end. I'm just gonna ask him to.
You got about 10 days.
Yeah,
well,
he's down the street, so it ain't that far. I'm just gonna tell him, okay, son, just draw me something and put it on me.
adventurous. Okay.
I'm gonna be adventurous.
I think you shouldn't do it. I don't think you should do it because you know you really don't really want it. You really don't want to do it.
I want to put it. But it's not like somewhere that will show. So I mean, I just hope you don't feel weird inking it there.
Where are you gonna put it?
I'm gonna put it like in my bikini area.
In your bikini area, what is that? In your, what? Pussy?
No, not that far down. I mean, I want it to be visible at some point, but like not like invisible.
So you want to be it like right in your pelvis, like in between
between my navel and I guess between my navel and bikini line, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay.
I want to get a symbol of an ankh right there.
Of a what?
Of an ankh. It's a symbol. It means something. It represents like the birth canal. I mean, it represents life in the birth canal. And seeing as how I'm a female, and you know, centrally put, I mean, that means something to me. So.
Oh, let me know how that turns out.
If you know what the symbol was, you would think, oh, that's kind of cute. But you know, you'd have to know. Look it up. Look up the symbol.
I don't even know what that is.
Look up the symbol.
I'm asking, what did you say it is? What is it?
I'll text it to you. Look up the symbol.
Okay. Yeah, because I hope it don't look like a damn, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know. Just send it out. Okay. Hey, you're in the medical nursing thing, so maybe you, just
it's
send
like,
it. Just,
you,
I don't know.
You remember,
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. Good luck on it, though. But
it's
I still don't
cool.
even think you're going to go through with it.
Before
we move on. What do you think when you see people with tattoos? When you see guys with tattoos that's visible, or do you think it's sexy on a guy? Do you think a girl with a tattoo on the neck is hood? Do you think a tramp stamp means you a hoe? What do you think? Do you prejudge people when you see them with tattoos?
I don't necessarily say I prejudge people, but well, I guess I kind of do, but not in a negative way. It just kind of, like, gives me a little glimpse into their personality. Like, if somebody has a tattoo on their neck, I kind of would, like, stereotype them as being, like, a little bit hard around the edges. I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but because, like, that's a lot of damn pain to be taking a tattoo on your neck. So, you know what I mean? It's not like, I look at them, it's like, okay, that's not, like, a little soft person because, you know, he or she took a tattoo on the neck, so, you know, they took some pain. And
okay.
As far as, like,
what
guys,
about?
I think it's kind of sexy. I mean, I never really felt any kind of ways about guys having tattoos pretty much anywhere.
Okay, all right. Do you think hip-hop artists, rap artists made it mainstream for black people to get tattoos?
Yeah, because they, like, I mean, they really, like advertised it and glorified it. You know, like, you see the dudes in the videos and stuff like that, you know, with their shirt off, you know, chest all ripped up and everything and some nice tats. Yeah, that make somebody be like, damn, that look good.
All right. That's what's up. All right, stand in line. Let me get the rest of these calls so we can open up all the mic lines, all right?
Okay.
All right, LL, what's popping, babe?
Blizzard.
What's going on? Trying to get everybody want to call in the last 20 minutes of the show and shit.
Look now, I'm over here like Bob the Builder with a drill that it took me 2 days to figure out how to work. So don't be, look, trying to put up some curtains. I was listening. Well, I forgot, but then I was listening. So, look, I'm trying to put up some curtains. You know what? Right after your stalker episode, this is why I'm having to put up curtains. Isn't that crazy? I found out someone stood outside the window and looked inside my house for 2 hours straight, right the next day after your stalker episode. So I'm putting up curtains.
Damn. Was he somebody you know?
Yes.
Wow.
Craziness. Yeah.
Damn. Oh. Did you call the police?
Nope, curtains going up. They better not try me. I'm going to get a pistol tomorrow. I'm going to be one of your strap chicks.
You should have been one of my strap chicks. Yeah, you waiting on. All right,
can't wait.
So episode 129. Yeah, you need a pistol. Every woman needs a pistol. They don't have a man in the house. You still need one if you got one. Inked up. Let me see your tattoos. Do you have any tattoos?
Of course.
You said that. We had one person tonight who didn't have any. Actually, Shay's the only person that was on the phone line tonight out of everybody they call that doesn't have one tattoo. I know she feels lonely. Do you feel lonely, Shay? Do you feel isolated, Shay?
I do.
Are you the only person out of all these callers who don't have a fucking tattoo? What are you doing? What are you waiting on? Don't do it. You don't really want one, Shay. I'm gonna go back to LL. I just had to hear what you had to say. I know you feel kind of an outcast. I know you feel bad.
I do. I'm crying over here on the inside.
Stand by. LL.
Tracy, she should really think it through, though. She shouldn't just go out and get one because somebody, you know, everybody else have one. No. It took me a long time to get mine.
She doesn't even need to get one because she just waited too late. She just needs to let it go. Let it go, Shay. Let it go.
That's not fair. That is just straight up me. What is not fair?
Just let it go, Shay. Just let it go, babe.
Tattoo parlay. If you're over the age of 35, we can't tattoo you. You've missed the mark. Is that what's on the paperwork now?
It's a wrap. It's done doubted for you, babe. You're still cute. Still got a nice little body, but you're going to have to let it go. All right. So, look, LL.
Okay.
What is your tattoo? Where are they at? What are the images, and what do they mean to you?
I have one. My most recent one is about 2 years old, and it just has no regret, and it has a date on it, and that was the date. It's actually the year anniversary to when I moved to South Carolina. It was a big change in my life. We started new chapters, left everything I knew in Panama City to come to South Carolina and do something different. Started over, basically. Started all the way over. It says no regrets and has the year anniversary to that date, and that's what that means to me, obviously. You know, walking by faith and not by sight, and just, you know, not being afraid to step out and do new things. And then I have one in the middle of my back, which spans pretty much my lower back all the way up to the middle of my back. It's pretty big, and that's actually my first tattoo, which people looked at me crazy when I told them that was my first tattoo because I didn't do the typical little rose or champagne glass or something. But I said it was my first tattoo. If I was going to get a tat, I was going to do it big. I was going to make it worthwhile. And it took a long time for me to find the piece that I wanted. But when I got it, that's what I have. And then the third one is just an extension of the very first one. And it's there because it actually had to cover up a tattoo. I was listening to
you there. What did you have to cover up?
Ex-husband's name.
You know, you people getting husband's
wife. If I didn't tell you it was covering up something, you would never know. You would think it was part of the first piece. So, once again, had to be very tasteful in what I chose to put there to even, you know, cover up something that I shouldn't have chosen to put there. But what you put on your body is forever, so you should be very careful about what you're having inked into your skin.
Yeah, you need to make sure you don't have nobody. Don't put nobody's fucking name on you. If you got somebody's name on you, I'm going to call you a dumbass. Okay, 100. I don't give a shit if you get mad or not.
I don't have anyone's name on me anymore. So I can't be
called
that.
Oh, you got it. You covered it up. You covered it up. Once you covered it up, hey. Cover it up.
Yeah.
Cover it up.
And the bags are not visible unless, you know, you're supposed to be seeing them, or maybe I'm in a swimsuit or something. Then maybe you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Behave. Go ahead.
Okay, so what do you think when you see people with tattoos? When or you see other people with tattoos, are you judgmental? Even if you got some, are you judgmental about people you see? I got four of them, and I still judge people with depending on what it is. What about you?
I'm not judgmental. I mean, I go to an art school where I participated in drama and theater and everything. So you see all types of kinds of people all the time, especially in the art world, in the industry. I'm not judgmental at all. Even before I got mine, I wasn't judgmental. I mean, I'm fascinated by it. I don't like only time that I would be considered judgmental is when they're like, because I'm one of those people who will ask you quick, what does that mean? Why do you have, you know, that on you? And some people, they just get, like, random stuff for no reason. And then I'm judgmental because I'm like, what are you thinking? Like, that's stuck on you forever now. And you just, it was because you were, you know, feeling crazy that day and you got something that you don't even especially when someone goes into I don't even really like it, then that right there the conversation is dead to me because how did you get something on you that you didn't even really like to begin with? Like mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Right. Who does that?
Huh?
I'm like, yeah, right, who does that? Feel me?
Yeah, exactly. That's craziness to me. But no, for the most part I'm not judgmental. It's your body, you do what you want with it. If you decide to make it a canvas, then hey. I mean, I really admire tattoos on Caucasian people more because they get the luxury of all those different bright colors that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, they get some of them get really crazy, not crazy as in bad, but like really detailed and crazy with the things that they get on, like whole detailed portraits or the arm sleeve and stuff like that. I think that's hot. And no matter what your profession is, even, like, honestly, if I was to walk into a hospital or a lawyer's office and my lawyer or my doctor had a tattoo, it's not going to make me push back from them. If anything, it's going to be like, all right, well, they're cool enough to get tatted, you know, then they're not all stuck up on this high educated, and they are very high educated, a lot of them are, but if they're cool enough to get tatted, that shows that they can bring it down a notch, too. You know what I'm saying? And can probably be more relatable to me than somebody with a, you know, blue collar, buttoned up, tied, who ain't, you know what I'm saying, who's just like all book smarts and I feel like can't really relate to me anyway. So a lot of times tattoos in the professional field, to me, makes them more relatable to the everyday person.
All right. So, you told me the story about the one that you regret getting and you got to cover it up because he was the ex. Do you think that hip-hop artists made tattoos more acceptable to black people?
That's a yeah and no. I mean, to this generation, I'm going to say yeah. To the older generations, I'm going to say no. The industry, I don't think, would played a big role in sort of, you know, the older generation. For this generation, yeah, everything that hip hop does, they are drastically influenced by it.
You include our generation in that, don't you? It definitely impacted our generation.
Including our generation, because I don't think that we got tattoos based off of what was going on in hip hop. I wouldn't say that.
No. Yes, we did. You know what I'm saying? We are the generation that when rappers really start putting on display like that.
Is that a yes we did or a yes you did?
We, our generation. Maybe not you, but our generation in whole and for the most part were the first generation of blacks who really commercialized tax. Us. If you were a 70s baby, raised in the 80s, teenager in the 90s, that's us. We're the generation that broke out and made tattoos totally just commonplace. It's us, Generation X, us. Yeah, the people that's 30 right now. Yeah, we're the generation that made it. That's why the generation up under us is right now 18, whatever. That's why it's nothing to get a tattoo to them. It's like, what the fuck are you waiting for if you ain't got one by the time you're 18? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But before us, there's a lot of motherfuckers in high school who didn't have tattoos. And it was like, wow, you got a tattoo. It was amazing. You know, but as we start growing up, as we start listening, and more rappers and more artists and stuff start putting on display, more of us, was our favorite artists or whatever, had tattoos. It became sexy females. When Pop took his shirt off and had that thug life on his chest, and LL had that mic on his arm. You feel what I'm saying? All that shit, and these girls started thinking it was sexy on guys to have it, and so dudes wanted to look and get it and play the role or whatever, and they started getting tats. I didn't get my tats because of them, because they got them. I'm just saying, it made it more commercial and made it more acceptable for our generation. I got my tats because I got my tats for what they mean.
Black folks, for black folks, I'm going to say maybe. But I can't say all generations because, I mean, the white folks have been doing tats forever. I mean, you have little kids getting their parents out of their paper to get tats. So that's been going on for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. All that was, that's back when tattoos were rebellious. It was seen as rebellious to do it. You feel me? Now it's not even seen as rebellious. It's seen as just commonplace, like everybody got a tattoo now. It's not even rebellion now. Like, it's rebellion if you get it, you know what I'm saying, and before you're out of your mom and dad's household, but it's not looked upon like, oh, my God, what have you done to your body? Like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like, oh, you got a tattoo. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And that happened with our generation.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but that's also my reasoning why I'm saying no, that hip-hop didn't really have a big part on it. When things are seen as rebellious, to me, that's when it's the hottest point, when you're not supposed to have it, and not when it's more acceptable. That's when it's the fad.
I see what you're saying, but I think rap made it that way. Rap made it why it's not. Rap made it. It's beyond. It's not a fad no more. It's like whatever now, but rap made it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Rap made it that way for a certain group of people too. It was like, okay, if you were a thug and you didn't have that, then you needed to go get some tats. You know what I'm saying? If you were proclaiming to live that lifestyle, then you needed to go get tatted up. If you was, you know what I'm saying? I think it started to categorize people. I think if you want to put something on hip-hop, that's what hip-hop did. Hip-hop started to categorize people. If you were claiming to be part of this category but didn't have tattoos and you weren't, and you ran out to get them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, if you was walking around talking about your boy Fresh and you a trapper and you a thug, then you needed a tattoo because Pop told you to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll agree with that, yeah.
If you wanted to be deemed as sexy and goddamn, you know, Kim and all them, the motherfuckers told you, bitch, you ain't sexy, you ain't got no motherfucking tramp stamp, bitch. Niggas don't want to fuck you from the back hole. You ain't fine. Now here you go with the tramp stamp. Right.
I agree with that too, because that's when all those big tattoos on the leg. Them big tattoos on the like on the calf muscle and the on the thigh, the big tattoos that you would see the girls have. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Right. Stand by. Let me open up the rest of these lines and let me try and get somewhat of an after party. I ain't gonna be able to do a long one tonight. But let me go open up the rest of these lines. All right. All right, 832. 832.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this, Lexi Poo?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Nothing. At work, actually working a few.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling the show. Still got a couple people on the line, but I'm gonna go ahead and let you have your I'm gonna let you speak your piece. I'm also the Janet too. Episode 129. Let me see if that too. I told you I was gonna do this show yesterday when y'all started talking about it. So we'll get into it. We'll get back into what we were talking about last night, kind of sorta, which we've been touching on all night. If you've been listening, the tramp stamp thing and all that kind of stuff. You feel me? We've been going on that. We've been harping on that all night. But you do have tattoos, like you said last night. What are your tattoos? Where are they at? What do they mean to you?
I have two, one on my lower back and one on my inner thigh, upper inner thigh. And
okay.
The one on my lower back, it says Lexi Poo, and it's pretty big, so it hurts. But I mean, I just got it because I thought it was cute, and I mean, I wanted a tattoo, so I mean, I'm Lexi Poo, you know. So, you know, it looks good. And the one on my inner thigh, was just being nasty. I ain't gonna lie. And I feel like I'm 22, about to be 23. Even when I'm 43, you know, I'm gonna like it. My husband will like it. He wouldn't care if I'm a freak, no matter.
Right, exactly. So, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't object to that.
I like him because you know, the ones on the, like the girl was saying, on the thigh right there, like when you put on your shorts, on the cap, I don't think that's sexy at all. You know, honestly, I like tattoos depending on where you put them. But, I mean, I don't agree with a girl's whole body being covered because, honestly, you know, there's the skin itself is a natural art. And you don't want to take away from a woman's pure beauty by covering up with all that mess. You know what I'm saying? You know, but the ones I have, you know, they're nice. It's not too much, you know.
So you got the tramp stamp, like you said. Do you ever get any funny looks? Do you ever get assumed that you a hoe or anything like that because you have that tattoo across the back?
Well, I mean, I got it when I was with my ex, and we were together for a few years, so he liked it. And then the person that, you know, I've been whatever since then, He really don't have a problem with it, you know. I didn't even really notice he noticed it until I asked one day. He was like, "Yeah, I saw it. It's cute." It really didn't mean much. I mean, the only other time I had someone speak of it was when I went on this resort and I was in a hot tub with a lot of these, like, some white dudes. They was drinking, and me and, you know, some other ladies, and I got up to get out the jacuzzi, and he was like, "What's up, Lexi Poo?" And I'm like, "How you know my name, nigga?" He was like, "It's on your back." And I was like, okay. So I'm
right.
You know, besides that, it never was a problem. You know, it's a tad. It's cute. I mean, I'm Lexi Poo. I'm not going to regret it 40 years from now. You know, I mean, it's there. And, I mean, I don't think it's really a tramp stamp because, I mean, if someone could see it, you know, if I wear one of those midriff shirts and some jeans, it'll look cute, you know. And if your pants are low-rise, wear, you know, don't wear any panties. I don't know. I've never had that problem or an issue. I always carry myself in class, even when I'm 60, so.
All right, and that has a lot to do with it. If you're riding around, you got a tramp stamp, and you acting like a motherfucking tramp, all on the tabletop, drunk as fuck, leaving with a different nigga every motherfucking life. Bitch,
right.
Tattoo ain't making you look bad. Bitch, you making yourself look bad. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that's ultimately
right.
What's going on. Okay, what about when it comes to tattoos? Do you prejudge other people with tattoos? When you see a guy with tattoos. Visible tattoos and a female with tattoos on their neck or anything like that. Do you prejudge people when you see them with tattoos?
I mean, it depends on what it is and where it is. I did go to school when I first started college, and it was this guy that used to stay in my apartment complex on campus, and he actually had a tattoo on his face. And I was like, he was so cute. But I couldn't get past that tattoo on his face. And I was like, oh, this boy got to be thugged out, you know, crazy, da da da. And then when I found out, the boy was like a straight-A student. And, you know, he wasn't nothing like I thought he was. But I did prejudge him because the nigga had a tattoo on his face. But he ended up going to get it removed. So I'm assuming it was just something that he saw and he thought was cool. You know, I mean, it depends. Like, you know, my sister, there was someone was talking about light skinned girls. Like my sister, she's a light skinned. She's very light skinned. She's 17, and she actually has 8 tattoos. Okay, she's 17. I only have 2. I'm the big sister. She had 4 of hers before I even got my one. You know, she got a little bitty one here.
Wow.
Got one on her foot in French. She got a tattoo on her arm of Marilyn Monroe's face, and it's detailed.
What?
So you know it took hours, and you know it's bad, though. Like, she's on, if you go on my Facebook Blizz, I'm like, go on my picture, you'll see a light-skinned girl, and you can see her shoulder with a tattoo. Because she had her, like, a
Why hand, would you get finger. Marilyn Monroe on you?
I mean, she's a real fashion.
What does that mean?
She's just a fashion, what do you call them, a fashionista? She's, like, really into all that stuff. So, you know, I mean, she has more than what I have. So, I mean, I'm like, that's why when you were saying kids in this generation now, I know I'm just 23, but, I mean, the younger kids.
I mean, yeah, really. Are you really getting to my kids in this generation, Lexi Poo?
Well, I'm not a kid. I'm not a kid. I'm a grown woman.
I mean, you're not a kid, but goddamn it, damn.
I'm a grown woman, you know?
I mean, you grown and everything. I understand, but you still 20. See, most of our demographics on this show, nigga, we can look at you like, for real, really.
Well, I mean, they can
say
for real. But,
hey, most
know,
people on this phone line right now 10 years older than you at least.
Well, they can be 10 years older than me, but, you know, I'm about to graduate from college. I work. I have my own everything. You know, I'm taking care of myself. I'm a grown woman. Okay,
I'm not saying that you're not grown.
But
not,
the point that I'm saying, she's 17. And 17, it's a big difference between 17 and 22, okay? And she's 17, and she did more stuff than I did when I was 17. That's why now the kids these days, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for them to go do nothing. But, you know, for me, when I was in high school, we used to have to, when my friends used to try to get tattoos, they used to be like, is your mom with you? You know, you used to have a show ID and stuff like that. Now, you in Houston, you can go anywhere. My sister would be like, man, go to, when I wanted to get my first tattoo, she's like, man, go to my homeboy. I'm like, does he know you're 16? Nah, girl, but don't tell him no. What? Like,
right.
You know, it's right. All about making money now. You know, they don't care no more.
So, you're right. I mean, shit, you know what I mean? That's
easy.
That's with anything, though. I mean, you ain't supposed to sell cigarettes to an under 18 years old, but, you know, it's whatever.
But, you know,
me?
It had more meaning when I did it because I had to wait. It had more meaning because I had to wait till I was 18. Now they just doing it just because, and half the stuff they get on them is stupid, and it's like they don't even think about it. You know,
I don't care how much in the fashion she is. I don't get in
a
dick white.
She has a Marilyn Monroe face.
I'm officially killing that on K100. I'm not letting that slide. A dead white woman on your arm, I don't get it.
But my mom, she's 51, and like my mom was a crib. She has 2 teardrops on her left eye. You know, I know it don't seem like I'm like from. I'm not about that life because I chose not to be about that life. But my mom has actually a naked woman on her knees. With a bag over her face and handcuffs, like, and then she has like a gun, AK-47 on her right thigh. Like, my mom, she got Tupac name on her back. Like, and now my mama 51, and she all sweet and stuff to my friends, and they be like, man, your mama, I can't believe your mama got all that stuff on her. I be like, y'all don't know my mama.
Right.
Y'all don't
know mama. That's one of them. Does she regret it?
Huh?
Does she regret any of her tattoos? Does she regret any of her tattoos?
I mean, right now she got older, she got sweeter. But back then she was about that life. So I mean, when people meet my mama and they talk to her, she's knowledgeable, so she can tell them about what it is and what it was. But she tell me, baby, don't get all that stuff on your body. You beautiful just like, you know, you are. So I mean, I didn't want to go too far. I might get one more. I don't know where, but I might get one more. I don't know what I'm going to get. Until I know what I'm going to get, I'm not even going to worry about it because I don't want to get nothing that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But a nigga name? No. I'll be like, you know, we can go get some of that body paint or that some of that Indian art and put it on there so I can wipe that shit off. But we ain't going to go get no permanent ink.
If you love me, you would do it, shawty. So you don't love me? So you don't love me? That's what he's gonna tell you. You don't love me? I mean, what you think you gonna leave me or something?
Like,
but you plan on leaving
like,
me? But I'm saying you plan on leaving me, Shawty? Well, let's go get him together then. Let's go.
I'll be like after you.
Yeah, chop like that, nigga, chop.
I'm like, after you, baby. Go ahead and get it, boo. I got you.
Yeah, you had been trapped, lady. You'd have been trapped.
She'd be like, for real, baby? I'm like, yeah, boo, go get it. You know I got you. You know I love you. You know I love your mama.
Yeah, you'd have been trapped. You'd have been jammed up right then. As soon as that nigga said that, you'd have been like, Yeah, he's like, come on, let go. You'd have been fucked up.
Nah, not me. Not me. It ain't that good. It ain't that good.
Hey, you never know. You're only 22, baby. Give it some time. Next caller. Jana, stay on the line. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines just briefly. I got to get out of here. Jana, I'm going to let you get your two cents in, please. Jana.
Hey.
What's going on?
Okay, I have one little tiny tattoo. It's on my stomach. It's just a J. That's all I have. I know. It's nothing.
You got more than Shay. You're doing better than Shay is. Poor Shay. All right, poor thing. Real quick, Jana, what do you think when you see other people's tattoos? Do you prejudge them?
For the most part, I don't, because I really, for the most part, I don't believe in judging people, especially just meeting them or just by appearances. So I wouldn't say that I judge them, but like, you know, it, like another caller was saying that like you're like a VP or like, you know, you're president of a company, CEO, and you know, you can't be all tatted up because it just, you know, people won't want to do business with you. But like, for the most part, you know, hey, it doesn't matter.
All right, so from a business standpoint, that does make sense and everything. I understand that. So when you get a chick with a tattoo on her neck, do you think they hood?
Nah. Mm-mm.
I think they hood when you see a chick with a tattoo on their neck? Do you think when you see a guy with tattoos all on his face, do you think he's hard? Do you think he's a thug, a gangster?
No, because, you know, what the inside is what it counts. So, you know, just because they have, like, a bunch of tattoos or, you know, they even have some on their face, it doesn't make them what you think they could be. It just makes them different. It just makes them individual, you know.
All right. I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines for a couple of seconds, and then I got to get out of here. I only got, like, five people online anyway. I got Chris, you, Jana, LL, Shay, and Michigan Girl still hung around for me. You guys on the line, thanks for staying around for the after party. Anybody else want to pick at Shay for not having a tattoo but trying to get one way late now?
Don't
tell me. Go on to get your tattoo, Shay.
Thank you. I got some support in the corner over here. Thank you.
That way you can get married, then you can put that nigga name on you.
Look, I'm going to
do that.
I got to go ahead and get the one on my back that I always wanted.
See, there
go
you
go. Go and get it. Go and get it, Michigan girl. Don't let nobody call you a tramp, damn it. Get what the hell you want to get. Get the tramp.
My uncle do that. Come on down here. We'll get done up.
Yeah, I might have to make that trip. I might have to make that trip.
I'm going to call him tonight and say, what's up, Unc?
Oh, okay. So.
You can get Rent Money Goonies tattooed on.
What'd you say?
What that dude, Nooney Jr., say you can get Rent Money Booty tattooed on you?
I'm going to get it tattooed right across my butt. And then when I'm going to put
Rent Money Booty
on each end, so that way when I jiggle it, the dollar sign is going to move.
Well, one thing about that right there, if you get that motherfucker tattooed, I better ever hear you being homeless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get that shit tattooed on your ass. You better not ever be homeless, goddamn.
I know
that.
That though.
You got a Rent Money Booty tattoo across your ass. You know
but
what
I'm
saying?
My grandkids and they would be like, Granny,
hey,
you
Rent
got
Money Booty don't
like
go nowhere.
Well.
Hey, if you got a Rent Money Booty, you just got one. Shit. What the hell? I don't know. I just think, like, if you had kids, you probably would have had tattooed by now. You feel me?
I think so.
But
I probably would
have any kids. Shay doesn't have any kids, but she doesn't.
My sister's
what?
Got tattoos of turtles on her neck, and she's going to get her kids' names put in there.
She got what?
Turtles?
Turtle?
Yeah, she's got turtles. She likes turtles, and she's got, like, a couple of little turtles, like kind of, like, on her neck, like, in the, like,
yeah,
not really on her neck, like, the shoulder going up the neck kind of area. And she says she wants to get it colored in and, like, get her kids' names under it. Because she, like, really, really likes turtles. It's cute the way she's got it done. I mean, it's, like, a very, you know, artistic turtle. It looks like real, like, cute little turtles.
Can you make turtles cute?
They are cute. You have to see it. I have to take a picture of my sister's tattoo and put it on Facebook or something. You have to see it.
Don't do that, because that's going to make it even worse.
Has anyone ever seen somebody with an ugly tattoo? Like, dog, why the fuck did you do that to yourself?
Yep.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that.
On his forehead.
My nephew the other week.
What did he get, Jenna?
There's like a rock metal group or whatever called Tool or whatever, and the guy tried to put Tool on him, but he did it like backwards, so it doesn't even make sense, and it's like all fucked up. My poor, oh God, my poor nephew, he fucking paid for it. He paid $10 for that motherfucker, and he went home and told everybody.
So you saying his tattoo says loot on it?
Yeah.
That was a gift for
$10.
What you get for $10? Exactly. I mean, for $10, what the fuck did you expect for $10, nigga? You got $10
for the tattoo. You gonna be $10 worth of tattoo?
Man, that's just a dot, right?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
$10.
You can't get a squiggly line for $10.
I know you can get a fuck down when they told him the price. He should have been like, nah, dog, I'm a pass.
Right.
I was telling him,
baby, you don't go off and have some stranger paint on you. There's hepatitis out there. You don't know what the fuck you can get. If you're going to go and do it, you go and do it professionally. Fuck that home shit.
And he paid more than $10.
It was locked up. That shit was fucked up, man. I don't know how.
What happened now?
Jailhouse tattoos. First thing, nigga, when they go to jail, they want to get a tat.
Right.
When you see what they use to do the tat, you be like, oh my God, what the fuck is you doing, home?
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. I've seen how cats do them jailhouse tats. I'm like, nah. I'll pass. I'll wait till I get out to get scarred up. Even though some places, depending on what kind of prison you at, they have access to some real shit in there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got it like on the low key type shit. But for the most part, jailhouse tats, nah, I ain't fucking with them. Period. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Ballpoint pen.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with them. Period. I'm gonna get the ones that's on my arm filled in and with more detail and stuff and all that kind of stuff. I'm getting more work done whenever I get around to it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely not done, but. I think the whole thing with the tattoos now, you feel me? When you look at it, my kids look at my tattoo. My son was just in a minute ago, and he was looking at my tattoos. You know what I'm saying? He's fascinated by it. I can't realistically tell him not to get none when he grows up. You feel me? I'm just going to make sure I tell him to get something that really means something. You feel me? Don't get no flaming skull. You know what I'm saying? No crazy shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That means your mind is on fire.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But I'm going to tell him to get some real, you know, some real shit. I ain't gonna buck and tell him not to get it. I'm just going to try and coach him. I might go with him to get his first one. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Or my daughter, too. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You just make sure they get some good shit, some shit that makes some sense. You know, not just going to get any kind of retarded shit.
I believe that just by you being open to it, they're not even going to do it. They're going to be like, nah, that I just passed.
I don't know about
probably
that.
Probably will. Yeah. You're right. Sure. It might be like that. That's how it always is. When your parents don't give a fuck, they you know what I'm saying? If they just try and stop you from doing some shit, you know what I'm saying? You kind of want to do it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's normal.
Well, because my grandma loved my tattoos. She'd be like, man, I wish I was younger. I'd give me one. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma off the chain then.
For real.
Grandma still want to get some tattoos.
Grandma still thinks she's fine. She a diva from way back.
Well, if it would have been more acceptable like it was back in the day, I'm pretty sure she would have had something. You feel me? You know what I mean?
I'm
if she'd have been
sure
born this year. Yeah, yeah.
So, does anybody think tattoos are an aphrodisiac?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was I not supposed to speak that soon?
I mean, you ain't even got none, Shay.
I know. That's why, I mean, but you know, when I see one and it's nice and it's like it means something to that person, that's what makes it sexy. I don't want to just get something on me that doesn't mean anything to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just be like just dancing on the bandwagon.
Let's we got six people on the line. Everybody, what does everybody suggest that Shay should get? Not suggest, because you can't really suggest what means something to her, but what do you think? Where should she get it? Where should she get it at first? How about that?
Send me some pictures in my inbox.
No, where should she get it at? Anybody?
First tattoo, maybe upper shoulder or something. So, like, maybe in the summertime, if you got on a tank top or a little spaghetti straps, you can see it, but if you need to cover it up for work, you know, who's really looking at the back of your shoulders? I mean, I'm just saying.
Anybody else?
Okay, well, I can get my angel wing there.
Huh?
I can get my angel wing there with an S for my grandma's name.
Yeah? Listen, how old are you?
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to call my uncle and tell him that's what I want. I'm going to get some angel wings. I'm going to put an S because that's my initial and my grandma's initial. We both have actually the exact same initials.
Okay.
Okay.
That would be nice. Shay, how old are you again?
I'm in my
30s. You already been to college and your career field is set and all that good stuff?
Yeah, but even if it's not, I'm not concerned with that. I mean, on my job, it's not that strict. I mean, the kind of work I do, I'm a nurse, but, you know, it really ain't that serious. I mean, if we need to cover something up, there's ways around it. We have nurses that work up there with tats and earrings and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, well, since you've waited so long, you should just go ahead and get one on your face.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, shit,
no. I want another piercing, but I want no tattoo on my face. I like my skin.
So long, you might as well go all out and get one on that whole side of your left face down to your neck.
Not unless it's permanent eyeliner or something like that.
You should get a tattoo on your face.
No.
Don't pay $10
for it.
Make sure you pay over $8 for it or it's not going to
look. Yeah.
I think that,
and don't get something in another language unless you really know what it means. Cause
I don't know any other languages that well.
Yeah.
That was crazy, right there.
That was crazy. That's why I was on the internet and I know like a couple of Asian people and I asked them and I had them draw it and I had them bring me some books before I got it put on me. I wouldn't have just took somebody else's word for it.
Mhm. Mhm. A friend of mine has Love and Respect on his chest in Japanese, I think it is. And it looks real pretty. I think it looks real pretty because he's like, you know, Japanese. So I guess for him it's like symbolic of his heritage or whatever, but I mean, I wouldn't get it, not love and respect or whatever, but, you know, if it was something else that was kind of cutesy, it was in another language, and I was positive that that's what that was, I ain't going to say I would be against it.
Yeah, because I think I made sure of what it meant before I put it on.
Exactly. That's what makes the difference right there.
I'm not very trustworthy of people. I might have to pass on the different languages, but I think people be trying to play jokes a lot, like the ladies in the nail shop.
You
know, these are friends of mine. If it was just some people in the nail shop, I wouldn't trust them. But these are, like, you know, friends of mine. I was like, hey, well, you got some, you know, real books, you know, with Chinese letters or, you know, whatever. So they, oh, yeah, we got some. You know, they brought it in, looked on the internet. Trust me, I ain't just go to the tattoo shop and, oh, that one looks cute. It mean what? Okay, give me that one.
I know. You know what? I knew this girl who got something tattooed on the back of her neck, and it does not say what she thought it's supposed to say.
Yeah.
I was like, why did
you
say that?
All right, guys, I got to end this particular show a little bit earlier tonight, so I'm getting ready to sign off. Want to thank everybody that hung around for the after party for episode 129. Inked up, tatted up. You feel me? Thanks again for being a part of K100 Internet Radio. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Hopefully my Skype and everything is back working with Skype. Hopefully they back on deck because it was really difficult kind of doing the show from a phone line tonight. But thanks everybody for tuning into the show, and I'll catch you guys for episode 130, all right?
All right.
All right, later.
Send me some pictures.